Good evening, Warrior fans, wherever you are tonight, and welcome to Amity Warrior Football on KLYC live streaming. I want to thank you for joining us tonight, wherever you are. We are at Coquille High School, the home of the Red Devils, where the Warriors come down to take on Coquille. And Coquille, a 2A opponent. This year, I don't have the ranking in front of me. I thought I did, but they're ranked, I think, third or fourth in the state for 2A. And the Warriors come in ranked number two right now, for whatever that's worth. And joining me tonight, Reg McShane. Reg drove the bus and now on the mic. How you doing, Reg?
Great. What a beautiful night for football. Not any wind. Temperature's just about perfect for the game tonight, Jeff.
Absolutely. They got a nice facility here for a small school. It's a good field to view, though the field looks like it may be a little dry, like they haven't had any rain here all year. I think they've had about as much dry weather as we've had down here. And abs, like Reg said, absolutely gorgeous. Almost 80 degrees down here at Coquille today, just a little ways off the coast. And good scoreboard. We can read it. That's always nice. It's on the right side of the field, so I can see it. I don't have to lean out the window to see it like I do in some places. And community is first time I've been to Coquille. I don't know about you.
Nope. Been here a few times playing ball. In fact, going all the way back to when I played high school football, we came up and played the Red Devils. It's a nice facility. Came down here for a couple basketball games and played here this summer once, too. So great community, and it looks like they support their team, and the facilities look good, and I think we're in for a good football game tonight.
And they also had their superintendent down here, been here about 9 years, 8 or 9 years, something like that. And he won some sort of a statewide award, superintendent. So I think they've got a district that's running pretty well down here. And I don't know, Amity hasn't won an award like that in I don't know how long.
No, I never got one, Jeff, and I haven't heard that you got one yet either. So
either me either. So, but one thing I will say, and this is the first thing that Derek and I noticed, is how many kids they had out for the team, which is a good sign. It means they've got a healthy program down here, and the coach obviously. David Thomason must be doing a good job to get those kind of numbers out in a small school. They've got at least 40 kids out there, 45 kids, and they've got several suspended.
Yep.
Including their starting quarterback. And I say starting quarterback, he was the one that started the first game of the year, second game of the year, and then was suspended, and this will be his second game he's missed. And so we just kind of got that information right before coming on air. So the tape I watched of them last week, they had their first loss of the year against Jefferson, and the quarterback that's playing tonight, number 15, Jacob Smith, same one that played before. He's a pretty stout kid. He's listed as a tight end. He's their backup quarterback. So, but from what I saw on the tape, they don't have much of a passing offense. They want to run the ball. They want to win that line of scrimmage up front. What I saw against Jefferson was that they were able to really push the line pretty well most of the time. And so it'll be a challenge for our defensive line tonight. It'll give them a little different look than what they got against Salem Academy, who wanted to spread it out and throw the ball a lot. And Coquille's not going to do that. They're going to run two setbacks with one wing back most of the time. And we've got a flaming arch that they run through as the looks like the middle school kids running out onto the field. And they've got pretty good numbers wearing those middle school uniforms,
too.
They
sure do. Yep, that looks pretty impressive coming out.
So that's neat to see. It might be more than just that, but then they lead out. The young kids are running out, and then the older kids run out behind them in their football uniforms, and just kind of a nice small school, small town atmosphere down here at Coquille. So, Reg, we came off a nice win against Salem Academy, a pretty easy win over there. Salem Academy, like I said, still trying to spread it out and throw the ball all over the place, and compared to a couple years ago when we saw them at our place, and we had a hard time defending that this year. You see a lot of those same players on the field for us, a guy like Harvey Hoff or Brian Hatch at those cornerback positions, and they're a lot better at defending that than they were a couple years ago.
Absolutely, and I think that the experience that comes with it, but I think, our kids are executing at a real high level right now, both offensively and defensively, and, keeping from beating yourself is so important. I was kind of looking back at the scores with Coquille, and we talked about that they looked like they lacked a little bit of offense. Well, it may be because they've got a younger quarterback in there, because, the game before they score 30 points.
And right.
So
it could be a change in that quarterback. Yep. Less experience impacts that scoring ability. What we saw, though, what we've seen out of our team in all three games this year, in all three games we've had a running clock, which means we've been up by 45 at some point from halftime on. and that has yielded a running clock, shortened the game a little bit, but it's also given our JV kids a ton of playing time in varsity games, Reg, which is, as you know, just invaluable experience.
Absolutely. You know, that's how you have a successful program. A successful program comes with allowing those younger kids to play that game at a faster level, and varsity is definitely a faster level than JV, and you know, we're going to reap some benefits from that in the future, and so hopefully we can keep it rolling tonight.
And we talk about this year compared to last year. Most of our players returned from last year's team in terms of starters on both sides of the ball. And we did lose a couple, like Sam White and Jason Nelson, who played some skill position, Tommy Jackson, a tight end. But they were sharing snaps last year as players, and so this year the players that were still carrying pretty much the bulk of the load, like a Wes Streeter and a Brian or a Brian Hatch and a Johnny Mather, are back, and they're running that offense as smooth as I've seen it run in my 7 years of watching them play.
Well, I said the same thing. I told Joel on the way down. I think what I appreciate so well is how well they hide the ball, and you know, if you can take somebody out of the play because you're hiding the ball well, all of a sudden you get the numbers, and when you have the numbers, that allows you to, you know, to pick up yardage in it, and it keeps you out of situations where you become one-dimensional, where somebody can guess what you're doing. Essentially, I think Joel's had his whole playbook open to him all the time, which is pretty tough to defend.
Well, and we've talked about this, Ron and I. Ron Huber not able to be here tonight due to another commitment, but I appreciate Reg, after driving the bus for four and a half, 5 hours, being willing to hop on a microphone. I know talking's a challenge for him most of the time, and so this is stretching him a little bit. Oh. But one of the things that we've talked about several times is that we don't have any weaknesses offensively. We can beat you with a deep pass. We can beat you with the intermediate pass. We can beat you running inside. We can beat you running outside. We force the defense to guard every aspect of an offensive game plan. And again, the first time I've seen that in 7 years of being here, we haven't been able to do that effectively game in and game out. We're healthy. Seth Valencia is spelling Brian a lot, so Brian's not having to take as many hits over the course of a game, and that's been a challenge for Brian to stay healthy in past years. This year, Brian staying healthy and Seth doing a great job of spelling him on certain drives and just giving Brian a chance to stay fresh and not take as many hits over the course of the game. But we've got home run threats at all three of those running back positions. Wes Streeter is so much faster this year than we've seen him before. He'll take it right up the middle and break it off for 75 yards. Johnny Mather can take it inside, outside on you. He's a state placing hurdler. You know, he's got sprinter speed and power. You throw Hatch in there. Hatch can break one anytime. Valencia is showing the ability to break off a 30, 40-yard run. The only thing we're missing right now is our starting tight end and Josh Wharton. I think hopefully we'll get him back sometime midseason. He's been back in school, which is a good sign.
And I heard he was cleared today for light work. So
right. Doing some running.
That's going to get him. Yep. That's going to, you know, get him started back in it.
Yep. We can go deep with Peyton Richardson, better than anybody else in the state. I think can go deep. There's nobody that's a better receiver than Peyton Richardson on the outside deep. And what we saw is Trevor Smith's made some good catches, able to slide in there and rotate some guys in at that tight end position, and they've been effective. And so I just really feel like there aren't any weaknesses. We've got a good line up front, too. Justin Vito really was the question mark this year because first year as a starting center, taking over for Alex Nyseff, done an outstanding job outside of snapping for kicks. I think they've changed that up so somebody else snaps for kicks now. I think Jordan Dyke is doing that. Jordan Dyke, I was going to mention him also, has slid out and played some tight end for us. He used to be a running back when he was in middle school, early in high school. He's gotten bigger, moved him up to the tight end. He's got good hands. He's a good athlete. And his brother, Cody Dyke, another one of those guys, comes in and spells at the running back position. I mean, so much depth on this offense.
Yeah, it's interesting you said that, Jeff, because when we were talking on the way down, I think Joel really highlighted the fact that, you know, when you have the ability, you know, in a small school, a lot of times you have to play some of your supreme athletes both ways.
And all game.
And all game long. And you can see with some of the other schools we've played even early in the season, and he was mentioning Salem Academy, where you could see those kids begin to lose their edge.
Absolutely.
And so that makes a big difference, and it's been, you know, I think that's been a key for us in what we've done to people is we're deep, and we've executed. We've done what we need to do. We haven't beat ourselves or even come close to beating ourselves in the game plan.
Not a lot of turnovers. I'm trying to think as you're talking how many turnovers we've had this year, and I'm not sure – I can't even remember one. Maybe we've had one, but I just can't remember us turning the ball over, which is really a remarkable thing three games into a season against any level. We're going to have the national anthem ready, so we're going to take a quick break here, send this to commercial, and come back after the national anthem and get things set up with the starting lineups. This is Amity Warrior Football and KLYC McMinnville. We'll be right back.
19.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Getting ready for the start of this 3A versus 2A cross classification matchup between two of the better teams in their respective classifications. The Coquille Red Devils, one of the top ranked 2A teams, and your Amity Warriors, currently ranked number 2 in the state, though we know that early season rankings really don't mean a lot, and those will sort themselves out over the next few weeks when we start to play other league 3A schools. But right now, four of the schools in our league all looking pretty strong: ourselves, Clatskanie, Rainier, and Willamina. Kind of feels good to leave a particular school off that list of teams that are playing well, but we'll just leave it at that. Willamina is the one on there that might not be a genuine top team, but we'll see. You know, we'll get to play them later this year. But Clatskanie and Rainier are the real deal, as far as I know. And I think Clatskanie is really the one that, when I talked to Derek and Joel, both of them mentioned that team is one that's going to be the real hurdle towards a league title this year.
Yep, he said that our league, though, you know, looking at wins and right now is probably the top league. So that'll all help with RPI down the stretch if those teams stay tough and we can keep winning.
And of course, we have this giant league divided into two divisions. We are in the West Division. I don't even know what they call it. I got to go back here and look, but I think we're listed in the West Division of it. And the East Division has Madras, YC, Sio, Salem Academy, Corbett, which is a 4A school, as is Madras, playing down to be in our league, and Blanchette Catholic. In our West League of the Special District, it's Rainier, Clatskanie, Willamina, Taft, Dayton, and yours truly. So Amity, the way this works, Reg, is that both of those divisions, the East and the West Division in our district, will get two automatic berths into the state playoffs, and then the next two best RPI ranked teams out of all of those 12 teams will get the other two slots, so six total playoff teams out of the league, out of the district. And what you were saying is, you know, just looking at that, when you compare the rankings right now on both sides, we're going to play a lot of top ranked teams. That's going to help our RPI.
Yep,
just
absolutely.
Playing inside of our league, Taft has the number 9 ranking right now. Dayton's down at 24, but there are three teams ranked in the 20s, Salem Academy, Corbett, and Blanchette. We already beat Salem Academy, so that really didn't help us a lot. But we're going to play those other five teams on our side starting next week. So that'll give us a chance to really solidify a good ranking if we can get some wins against those. So Warriors are going to receive to start the game, and they will be going right to left in front of us. Grandstands, large grandstands on the, I think we're on the west side here,
yeah,
of the
this
field.
West, yep.
Figure out my orientation here. Warriors are standing on the east side of the field facing us. Kicking off for Coquille will be number 1, Jeremy Kistner, a junior wide receiver. And back deep for the Warriors, as normal, Brian Hatch. Just in front of him, Harvey Hoff and Cody Dyke. Warriors in their traveling white uniform with the blue pants and silver trim, or gray trim, excuse me. And we are ready to roll here from Coquille. 12 minutes on the clock, and the Warriors are ready to receive the opening kickoff. Here we go. There's the kick. It's a short one picked up by Valencia at the 40. Valencia coming towards us. Cuts it up across the 40, down at about the 43-yard line. Seth Valencia with the first touch of the game for the Warriors.
Good field position to start.
Nothing wrong with that. They tried a little squib pooch kick kind of thing, hoping it would take a funky bounce, and they kicked it right at one of our senior running backs who's got good hands, and he took care of that without any problem, Reg.
Yep.
First and 10, Warriors ball at the 43-yard line of Amity. Justin Vito, number 73, the center, with a nice-sized offensive line on both his right and his left. Warriors in the wing T formation. Richardson split out to the left. Hatch comes in motion. Parr pitches it to Hatch coming out this side. Cuts up at the 45 and is going to be hit, stacked up. And he powers forward to the 50. Boy, Brian Hatch with some power running. Took three red jerseys with him.
Probably had about 2 yards to start with and picked up another four. It's going to bring up second down and five.
About four yards. I think they'll give it four.
Yep.
Ball right at midfield there. Gates on the tackle. So Warriors with a nice quick pitch to the left to get things started.
Hatch sure ran hard.
He did. And I like, you know, he puts his foot in the ground. He cuts and gets upfield in a hurry. Parr under center, wing T formation. Now Jackson split to the left. Fake the pitch. They give it to Streeter. Right up the nose. Got the first down and more. Across the 45 to the 40 and down inside to the 36-yard line. Wes Streeter with a big run. He's going to pick up about 14 yards on the carry. And they ran the same look, fake the pitch to Brian, and then handed it to Wes on a delay.
And if you notice, he hangs on to that ball. No wonder there isn't many fumbles, because I tell you, he carried the thing with both hands. Well,
you know, and he coughed it up and recovered it at Salem Academy, and I was talking to him about that yesterday and at the volleyball game last night. And Derek and I were joking with him a little bit. He's like, yeah, that's not coming out again this year, ever. Warriors back in their wing tee, Hatch in motion, same look. They give to Streeter again. Nope, they're going to pass down the left sideline. It's got Richardson, caught at the five, and down at the one-yard line. Peyton Richardson trying to get in, just went up and elevated over number 21. That's Gunnar Yates, and that'll be a first and goal from the one-yard line, and that's what we talked about. How do you cover him?
Exactly, and you know, we talked about hiding the ball. We both thought it was handed off to the inside. That's a great job of hiding the ball.
Tyler Parr handles that ball like a magician back there.
Yes, he does.
I'm always wrong, you know. But there we had that mismatch of Peyton Richardson going up, and you just can't cover him with a 5'8 guy.
I'm guessing Streeter's going to get this ball.
There's a handoff to Streeter right up the middle. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Warriors. Right off the bat, exactly what you're looking for. They ran the ball four times and threw it once, ran the ball three times and threw it once.
And we're a minute and 15 seconds into this game, and we've
got our first score. Jackson out, Richardson bringing the two-point conversion play in. Doesn't look like they're going for the kick here. We're missing our kicker for a couple of weeks. He's going to be out for 3 weeks, Michael Duncan. So that's the one player we are missing for a couple of weeks here. Same formation, Richardson split out to the left, Parr under center. Brings Mather in motion, gives to Mather. Right up following the block. He's wrapped up. Did he get in? He did. Nice power running by Johnny Mather, because that was well defended by the Red Devils. And Mather able to power through that at about 185 pounds and get low and took himself in.
They had him, you know, first contact at the line of scrimmage, and he just carried him into the end zone.
And he does a good job of getting his pad level low, just like Wes does. And there's a lot of power in that Johnny Mather. He will take you for a ride if you don't wrap up the legs. 10:45. As Reg said, to go in the first quarter, Warriors up 8-0. And they will be now kicking off to see what the Red Devils can do with their offensive lineup. Of course, as I said, Red Devils missing their starting quarterback. He is out a couple of weeks here. And he missed last week in their first loss of the year to Jefferson. And they haven't been a real high-scoring offense. They scored 12 points against Oakland in a 12-6 win. Beat Glide 30-22 and then lost to Jefferson 22-14. You know, so you're talking about a team that's only averaging about 18 points a game. And you compare that with the Warriors, who haven't scored less than 47. And the only reason that we've scored that little is because we pull our starters in the third quarter. So, and it is reminiscent in talking with people like yourself and Derek and others, and reminiscent of some of those early 2000s, late 90s teams, and the depth and the ability to beat you so many different ways.
Who's kicking that, Jeff?
Well, I got to see the number.
77, I think.
That may be Federico.
Okay.
It is. Federico Donati, the Italian.
Duncan out.
We're missing our top two kickers, right?
Yeah.
But Donatani can drill the ball. He's a soccer player, and he gets a decent kick here down to about the 18-yard line. Picked up there, fielded, brought right back up the middle, and there's a nice wrap-up and a tackle by Harvey Hoff.
Harvey Hoff.
He was a gunner coming down that right side, and he just broke inside, made a nice play there.
Got an angle and made the tackle.
So the Red Devils will start at their own 30-yard line. 10:40 to go in the first quarter. Warriors up 8-0. And Warriors mixing up their defense a little bit. They got Tyler Parr on the left defensive end. So it's Parr, Valencia, and Russell Brown across that line. Linebacking positions behind them are Mather, Nyseth, and dropping out to the right side a little bit there is Wes Streeter.
Streeter.
Here's the snap, the handoff right up the middle, wrapped up by Russell Brown and brought down for a loss of one. Ball carrier was number 24, Relatos. And great penetration from that right. I don't know how to describe it. Is it right defensive end?
That's what I would call it, yep.
It's a 3-3 formation. And we're the only team I know that runs this defense. This is Trombley's defense.
Yep.
And talking with Derek on the way down, Derek's like, you know, he has different wrinkles. And he said, of course, he invented the defense, so he should. Double setback formation here with one wing. They give it to the running back coming right. He's got a little bit of a hole. Breaks up the middle across the 35. Still going across the 40. Nobody wrapped up, and he's breaking loose. Richardson, the only man that can track him down at this point. Peyton will get him at about the 8-yard line. What a great run there. About five missed tackles by the Warriors. By Yates. And the Warriors did not wrap up there at all. They did not look ready for that.
Well, he made a great cutback, right, to avoid a tackle, but Richardson made a great job at trying to, yep.
Didn't
to
give up on
chop
the play.
That and chop
yeah,
that ball
he
away.
He tried to swing it down.
Tried to swing that down.
He brought the tomahawk down on
yes,
that arm.
Yes, he did.
So a big run by Yates puts the ball at the 9-yard line, first and goal for the Red Devils. See if the Warriors' defense can stiffen here. First time they've been threatened like this in the first quarter all year. Quarterback under center, hand off to Yates again. He's wrapped up this time. He runs pretty hard. He picks up about 3 yards, 2 yards. It's going to be second and goal from the 7-yard line. Yates doesn't look very big, but he runs hard.
Nope, he sure does.
He drug a couple tacklers with him that time as well, Reg.
Well, you can see he's kind of built low to the ground, too, so a little tough to get a hold of.
So Warriors just going to have to do a better job of driving through the tackle. So second and goal from the 7, coming up on the 9-minute mark here in the first quarter. So they run a kind of double setback with one back directly behind the quarterback and one offset to his left, and then a wing back to the left of the quarterback this time. There's the snap. It's a fake handoff. Drops back. He's hit as he throws. And the ball's loose. Should be an incomplete pass.
Yes.
That was Seth Valencia, yeah. I believe, coming through from the nose tackle position and making that hit on the quarterback as he threw the ball. That was Jacob Smith is the quarterback. And not sure who the intended receiver was there in the end zone.
It was pretty well covered, though, Jeff. I think it would have been a tough one even if he'd got it away.
Third and goal from the 7 now for Coquille. Miss a good challenge for Coquille, playing a good 3A team. This will help them figure out who they are as a team also. Smith under center now, takes the snap, fakes the toss, gives it to the fullback, and he is stacked up. That is number 24, Relatos. And it'll be fourth and goal from about the 6-yard line. He got one on the play.
Takes it up the middle again for no gain with that.
So the Warriors with a good stop up front there.
Fourth and goal.
And they tried to run right at Valencia and Niseth, and there was a no-go there, less than a yard.
I don't see a kicker on the field. It looks like they'll go for it.
Fourth and goal from about the 5.5-yard line. 8:20 to go, first quarter, 8-0 Warriors. Smith under center, drops back, hands to Yates, wrapped up and brought down by Johnny Mather in the backfield. Mather got great penetration.
Great penetration. He was waiting for him.
And Mather wraps him up for a 3-yard loss. It'll be the Warriors' ball. Turnover on downs. First and 10, Warriors at the 8-yard line, their own 8-yard line, but a great stop after giving up a big play to Yates.
That's big. I tell you, that'll be a confidence builder there. And it's the first time I think we've seen him kind of miss on some tackles. And
that's a little wake-up call for him. Yeah. I think, you know, you blow out 3 straight schools, you're playing a 2A school, you can talk all you want in the locker room about how you're going to come out intense, but we've all worked with athletes,
right.
And we know sometimes, somewhere down deep in their mind, they're not quite as focused as they should be sometimes until the game gets started and they get a wake-up call. Hand off to Streeter, bounces off one tackler and another one, and gets up across the 12 to about the 13-yard line. Call it a gain of 5 on the play. It'll be 2nd and 5 for the Warriors. Jackson going out, Richardson coming in. So nice, quick 4. They're going to give him about 4 yards on the play, so it'll bring up 2nd and 6. Nice hard running there by Streeter. And, you know, they keep pounding and pounding and pounding, and pretty soon you miss a tackle and Streeter's gone. Richardson split out to the left. Mather in motion behind Parr. Parr takes the snap. Quick toss to Streeter going out to the right side. He's got some blockers. And he breaks up across the 25 to the 30. Still going across the 40 to the 50. And drug down at the 44-yard line of Coquille. A huge run by Wes Streeter from the 13. So that is, what, 37 and 6, so 43 yards for Wes Streeter on that, Reg.
Look at people downfield blocking, too. Yep. You've got to give a lot of credit there. They, you know, they're playing 15, 20 yards down the field.
And we had a flag on the play, and it looks like it's coming back. Must have been maybe a block in the back on some of that downfield blocking, Reg. So that 43-yard run by Streeter going to be brought back. The foul was at the 30-yard line. They're going to get a
first down.
Yep. Going to get a hold on this, and they're going to – they.
That should be a spot foul, so he better
– And they threw the flag at the 30,
now wait,
but then he started walking away, and he didn't know where he was yet.
And they better not move inside that because that – yeah.
So
– hopefully that official's got it marked over there. No, no.
Yeah, they we lost about a yard on it. We should still be okay, though.
Yeah, it's going to still be a first down.
Well – he went about 11 yards, so we'll see what they call this. Now they're going to do a measurement. They're going to give it a first down, Reg. So after all that,
okay,
they started a yard deep on the walk, and he walked 11 instead of 10 yards. I mean, you can see where you are on the line. Why not just walk to that point two lines away and call it good? But he walks off 10 steps, each one more than a yard, apparently. So the Warriors have a first and 10 ball at the 19-yard line of Amity. So a great Streeter run wiped out. Now the Warriors come out in I formation. I think that's Jackson split out to the right, wide right there. Bring Hatch in motion. Hatch is going to get it coming left. There's a tackler out there, but he beats him. He's across the 20, 25, down the sideline, to the 40, 45, 50, and a horse collar tackle. You got to throw that flag. There's another 15 yards on the end of that play. Ryan Hatch with a great run.
That was
you see the move he put on 20 there.
Real juke there, and then down the sideline with speed, and if he doesn't horse collar him, he's got a touchdown.
Yeah, absolutely.
He sidesteps.
That was all he had.
So you got to.
I mean, you get the 15 yards, but it's better than giving up 6 points.
And
it didn't hurt Brian. I mean, he's fine. It wasn't a dangerous horse collar tackle. That's all he could get a hold of from where he was. And that spot foul. See, Hatch went out at about the.
Wait,
they're going to pick it up?
You got to be kidding me.
Well, Joel's going to lose it over there on the sideline. Okay, we're going to have to get clarification on that rule. I'm going to check with Derek. Derek, can you give me clarification on why that wasn't a horse collar? He got his jersey. Can you grab the jersey as long as you don't get the... All right, so I don't know what happened there. We'll see if we can get that figured out. Warriors were the first and 10 anyway after the long Hatch run ball at the 47-yard line of Coquille. I formation, fake to Mather, throw down the right side. You got Jackson. Or Richardson, and he comes around the defender, makes the catch, the adjustment, and he is dropped at the 14-yard line. You know what? Tyler Parr has the best job in the world, doesn't he?
You just kind of throw it up. You kind of throw it up to a
anywhere near him
to a web.
You just throw it up there.
Got the web up there.
That's right. You throw it anywhere near Peyton. He'll make the adjustment on the ball. Come back and get it.
Did a nice job on that.
Ball at the 14-yard line of Coquille, first and 10. Warriors back in the wing. T. Richardson split out to the left. Mather in motion. Parr, quick toss to Streeter. Streeter going right. He's got blockers out there. He breaks a couple tackles. He's down inside the 5-yard line to about the 4. And that will be close to a first down, depending on the spot of the ball here. Boy, I love how hard Wes Streeter runs.
And he's done it this year, I tell you. Every game, Jeff, he puts his head down and he keeps his feet turning.
What I like is, as you mentioned before, those blockers are out there. They're finding guys and just putting a body on them, helmet to helmet, hat on a hat, however you want to say it, driving guys back, and then Streeter's coming in, and whoever's left has a fight on their hands to bring Wes down. And Wes is not a big target to tackle.
No.
He only goes about 5'9", maybe less than that. First and goal for the Warriors at the 4. Hatch in motion. They're going to give it to Streeter right up the middle for the touchdown. Wes Streeter takes it in right behind the left guard.
And he wasn't touched.
Nope. Nice hole there. We'll get a look at that. That might be – have to look and see who's on that side of the line tonight. That is the Bernard's the tackle there. And can't see who the guard is right now. They're in the huddle. When they break out of there, we'll take a look. I know Nick McMullen's taking some snaps there. Tonight it's 55. That is Jeffrey Coleman back in there. McMullen filled in for Coleman. He was out for a couple weeks. So Coleman that time just blowing away the defensive tackle.
They didn't touch him.
Mather in motion. They fake to Mather. They're going to throw to the corner of the end zone. It's Hatch over his head. Tyler threw it just a little high for Brian Hatch, and they had him open in the corner. Looked like a mistake there. They had two guys kind of running the same route, only about one, 4 yards
and
different.
And one person, you know, but it's still if the ball's there. But you're right, two people in the same on the same pattern.
Yeah, I think there was a miscommunication there. Nyseth and Hatch looked like they ran the same pattern, just one about 5 yards deep in the end zone, the other one about 9 yards deep.
But, you know, you can't hardly see the ball, and you know it's got to be tough for the defense because
– Time of the day.
To me, the way we're hiding the ball and the way we're executing makes it really tough. You take away defenders when you do that because you can't. You've got to commit.
Well, what I was going to go with on that is this time of the night, the lights are on but not in full effect because it's not dark enough.
Right.
But it's not light enough from the sun. The sun is down. We're kind of in that dusky stage. And picking the ball up out of the air isn't that easy right now. It'll get easier as it gets a little bit darker. And we'll see how their lights are here for dealing with that. Salem Academy's lights were horrible. That was tough down there last week.
We've got some of the best lights in the league.
Do.
There's no doubt about it.
14-0 Warriors, 6.5 minutes to go, first quarter, and they'll kick off. Well, we got a little stoppage here. They officials timeout. At least that's what he's signaling. I'm not sure why. Coach is out to talk to number 22 Yates. They're bringing him off the field. And onto the field for them instead. Looks like Smith coming on. So I'm not sure what's going on there, but it looks like the official made Yates leave the game.
Did he come in after was a substitution not right?
To watch and see. One of the coaches talking to Yates on the sidelines. I'm not sure what happened there. Yates looks like he's okay. So I'm not sure what's going on there. Federico with the kick, hits it about the 30, checks up there, picked up by number one. He's coming this side. He's got decent speed. He makes one guy miss. Jackson, there's a tackle by Cody Dyke coming from behind, rips him down.
That's a big tackle, too.
Got him at the 50, and he drops another almost at the 45 before he's down. That was Jeremy Kistner, the junior wide receiver. He's a pretty nice-looking open-field runner there. So Coquille with excellent starting field position. We got to get Federico to drive that ball a little bit more. The first kick he had last week, he put that ball into the end zone. And now I think he may be trying a little too hard since then. But they're going to start at about the 46, almost to the 45 of Amity. So a short field here for Coquille. I like they get their play. They all check their little wristbands. Our offense is a little simpler than that. Two step back, Smith under center. Takes a snap. Fakes a handoff, rolls left. He's got pressure in his face. Hit as he throws, a little long, but it's caught and then dropped. Good defense by Cody Dyke. The pass was right there, intended for number 33. That's Sarrington, but Sarrington couldn't hang on to it as Dyke closed the distance and able to hit him.
I tell you right now, we've got eight in the box. There's no.
Yep. Dare you to throw.
It's dare you to throw, exactly.
Well, and when you've got Jackson and Dyke back there, and you've got
Richardson.
And you've got Hatch, and you've got Hoff. There's so much speed back there. They're going to give it right up the middle this time, and the running back is dropped after just a couple yards by Cody Dyke. That was number 24, Relatos.
Boy, they gave him a pretty favorable spot there.
Gave him about four yards on it. Yeah. So it's going to be third and six now for the Red Devils. Under 6 minutes to go here, first quarter. Warriors up 14-0, scored on both of their first two possessions and made it look easy. See if they can get a quick stop here now on third and seven. And I think the Red Devils would be wise to punt if that were the case, not give Amity a short field. The wing back to the right now. They're going to give to the up back, and he is hit and dropped. That was Russell Brown wrapping him up in the backfield.
He's going to lose a yard.
That's going to bring up fourth and eight. And so outstanding job by Russell Brown. Got penetration. He just grabbed one hand, it looked like, on the jersey and ripped him to the ground. And this looks like it's going to bring on the punting unit.
They don't have an answer for us right now.
Russell Brown, Johnny Mather, Valencia has been in the backfield. Hatch has been there on a corner blitz coming. on that pass play. We had Hatch coming in. That's why the guy was open, because Hatch was blitzing. And Dyke did a good job of getting back and making that a tough catch. So the punter, I can't see the number on the punter there. Is that one? That is Kistner. Waiting the snap. Bring a man in motion. This is interesting. There's the snap. Kistner gets off a nice punt. It's going to be fielded by Richardson at the 10. Richardson works his way to the right, spins. Oh, wrapped up. Nice tackle there by number 14. Areola with the tackle. Nice effort there. Got Richardson low, down around the knees, able to take him down. Warriors will start at their own 8-yard line. Lost a couple on that return. Richardson is not a speedster per se. He's fast.
No.
He's not blindingly fast, but as a receiver, he's just uncoverable because he doesn't have to run a great route. He can always go up and get the ball.
He adjusts the ball, and for most people, you know, they give up four or five inches at least.
And he just high points the ball so well. He goes up and gets it so high in the air, and he's got great hands. Now we've got Jackson split out to the left. Mather in motion. Parr going to hand to Mather. Mather hit just past the line of scrimmage, drives forward to about the 14-yard line. Going to pick up 5 yards
that
on the play.
That was Streeter, wasn't it?
Who did I say, Mather? Yeah, Streeter, sorry.
Streeter with the ball.
Streeter on the carry. I knew that was West. Coming up on the four-minute mark here, go here, the first quarter. Warriors on their third possession of the game, up 14-0. And that was Mather. He was met about a yard past the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, you think he's going to, you know, he's
wrapped up. And he gets five more yards.
And it's 5 yards.
You know? Yep. Second and five, a little bit less than that for the Warriors. Richardson now split out to the left. Hatch in motion. Parr takes the snap, going to throw a quick one. Little bubble screen out to Richardson. Making a couple guys miss. He's going to come all the way back across the field. This is dangerous. Back across the 10, the 15, lowers his shoulder, gets the first down. Boy, he ran a long ways to get four and a half yards, but looks like he got the first down. So they threw that ball to the numbers on the left. He didn't like what he saw. He reversed it. But you know what? I saw white jerseys seeing that and picking up blocks. So they read what was going on and
stayed off of backs. You know, a lot of times on that, you've got to worry about it.
Becomes kind of a free-for-all out there.
Yep.
So good discipline there. Gets the first down for the Warriors just about at the 20-yard line, just short of it. Parr under center, I formation now. Going to go to Mather. Second back through.
Oh, there he goes.
Makes a nice step cut back up into the inside and gets across the 25-yard line to the 26. Gain of 6 yards on the play. And this just wears the defense down. You know, you have to tackle Mather. You have to tackle Streeter over and over and over again, and they just punish you.
And they're going to be hitting you head on. They're not going to be
running
away
from
you.
No, they're not going to
hitting you head on.
They'll make a little move, but they're not trying to make you miss per se. They'll if you're there to make the tackle, they'll challenge you.
They'll go north and south on a football field, and that's, you know.
Richardson split out to the left now. Hatch in motion. The handoff to Hatch coming left. Makes a guy miss across the 30 now. Still going across the 35 and pulled down at the 40-yard line.
That was a nice run.
It was a nice run. Tackled by Caden Yates out there. So first down for the Warriors at the 40. First and 10. 2:41 to go here in the first quarter. And Brian Hatch really running nice tonight. They've run him multiple times to this side. And each time making the first and second guy miss.
First guy miss, yeah. And but then when you've got that kind of speed.
You and I wouldn't want to try to tackle him in the open field either.
No.
I could go head-to-head with him, but if I have to move, I'm in trouble. Double wing formation here. Give it to Mather going right. Mather, okay, they've blown this one dead.
Streeter.
Oh, they thought Streeter had the ball. They blew this dead. They thought Streeter was tackled. Look at Joel on the other sideline, hands up. They blew that dead thinking Streeter had been tackled. He got up with his hands
terrible.
In the air and said, "What are you doing?" Johnny Mather had a good 10-15-yard run out there. Yeah, my bad. Exactly, says the official. Oh, the referee blew that. That's the problem with running this offense, but that might be the ultimate compliment.
That is the ultimate. And I said it before the game started. These guys hide the ball well. And when you do that, I mean, he might still be running.
Oh, absolutely. So they're going to get their down over. I haven't seen that in a long time in a football game.
First and 10, Amity.
First and 10 at the 40-yard line of Amity.
That hurts.
It does hurt. Poor Johnny.
Well, for sure, because he's still running.
Now they go with three wideouts and a single wing formation. They're going to give to Streeter right up the middle. He plows ahead for about 4 yards.
And he's got two people hanging on him.
Absolutely. That's a good job by the Red Devils to stop that, because we spread them out a little bit and then ran right at him. And so it'll be, they're going to give him about three. So we'll call it second and seven. So Warriors sitting at their about the 43-yard line there, 43 and a half or so, coming up on the two-minute mark here in the first quarter, 14-0 Warriors. Took a little steam out of the offense there when you get a play blown dead because the official thinks a fake was the ball carrier. Back in the wing T formation now, Parr under center, nobody in motion. Parr going to give to Mather again. Mather going right, wrapped up. Plows ahead to about the 47-yard line. It'll bring up third and three.
You see that they made the tackle inside again, too. They got two people hanging on Streeter.
And that's a beautiful thing. And I think Wes loves that.
No, I think so, too.
Because it means you're running your offense right. Mather looks like he might have rolled an ankle there, so he's going to hobble off the field a little bit under his own power. Just one of those, might be one of those little stingers you get, and you hope that's all it is. So get him over there, let him walk it off, see if it goes away. And an athlete knows pretty quick what kind of a roll it is. They'll figure it out. It'll be 30 seconds to a minute, and he'll know whether or not he needs to get it taped or whether or not he needs to just get back in the game. Cody Dyke in the game for him. Two wideouts left. Richardson in the slot, Hatch out wide. Parr rolls out. Throws to Richardson, almost picked off. Richardson at the 48 and across the 45 and down to the 42-yard line. That was almost intercepted. But Peyton Richardson have none of that.
We've got a couple of receivers in the same area.
Yeah, you got to wonder about that. That brings a lot of defenders into congestion.
Right into the congested area, yeah.
But if you throw it, Peyton, Peyton will go get that ball.
He
just picked it right out in front of that defender. The defender thought he was going to have it. Peyton reached out, snatches the ball, and then powers his way for a first down ball. Spotted at the 43 of Coquille. First and 10 Warriors, I formation, Hatch in motion. They go to Dyke. Dyke making a couple guys miss. Still going across the 40, 35, down to the 30. Stiff arms a man and gets down inside the 30 to the 28-yard line. Cody Dyke gets up all fired up about that one.
Wow. Well, that was a great run.
He's a big kid.
And we didn't know for sure who had the ball there.
I don't know. I have to wait until we kind of see how it plays out most of the time. But Cody Dyke's big kid.
He is.
I don't know. He's about 6 foot.
Yep.
And weighs about 200 pounds. But he was shifty in there, running inside in traffic well.
And I see him in the weight room, and he's a worker.
Wing T formation, Dyke in motion. They give to Streeter right up the middle, and he's going to pick up about 8 yards. There's just no answer for that, because you have to respect all these running backs. You have to respect the fakes. You know, did they fake it to Streeter, and they're going to pitch it or pass it, you know? And so you can't commit too many guys to the fullback.
Now you see Bernards is down there. He's ahead of the play, and he's blocked. You see him, he's helping Streeter up, getting back in there.
Right. Let's go again. Let's go do it again. That's the end of the first quarter. Warriors up 14-0. Red Devils have done a pretty good job overall defensively. They haven't let the Warriors have too many big plays. And so we're going to take a quick break here and be right back with the start of the second quarter. This is KLYC McMinnville and Warrior Football. Welcome back, Warrior fans, wherever you are tonight, to Amity Warrior Football from Coquille, Oregon, down near Coos Bay, not too far from there, down on the southern Oregon coast. Warriors lead 14-0 after one quarter, and Warriors have controlled this game, but because both teams are running the ball a lot, the clock went pretty quickly there in the first quarter. Warriors are on just their third drive of the game, and have had a couple of big plays.
I think that last drive, I think that's the first time we've been in a third down situation, though, I think, was just...
Yeah, it may have been.
Just a second ago, I think we've been pretty efficient.
So Warriors have the ball, second and four. Ball's at the 22, 23 right in there, about halfway between the 20 and 25-yard line.
Second and four.
And the Warriors have Hatch, Dyke, and Streeter at the backs, and it looks like Jackson split out to the left. Parr under center. Hands to Streeter. Nope, to Hatch. Hatch around the left side for a first down. You know, folks, you got my eyesight is not great, but I do have my glasses on. I can't tell who has the ball. And the good news is the officials don't know either, and they're a lot closer to the action than I am. But that was a first down for Hatch. Gets the ball down inside to about the 15-yard line. First and 10, Warriors there.
You know, if I were, if you're wanting to show your kids how important it is to, you know, to execute and hide the ball, you'd want to show some film here because they're just doing a phenomenal job.
Two wides out to the right. That's they give the Streeter right up the middle across the 10, the 5. He's still going. He's going to take it all the way in. He's just breaking tackles all the way.
He just threw two people off.
Just dragging guys, shedding them, slapping their hands off as they try to hang on to him. And Streeter gets into the end zone for another score.
What a run.
He just never quits on the play.
First of all, he's into the second level before they even
right. Great blocking up front. That right side of the line. That's Scharf and who else is out there with Scharf? Got to see. Well, now it's different, so I can't tell. Because
they're going to go for an extra point.
They're going to try it here. And it's Federico, an exchange student from Italy, going to try the extra point. Jackson, the holder. It's the snap. They're going to blow it dead.
We moved.
Yeah, Federico made it, though. So, you know, they'll try it again. He can kick it from 5 yards further, right? They look like they were coming to try to block that kick. But it will be a false start on the Warriors. So they'll try it again here, but Federico got a practice kick in. That's his first attempt at an extra point in American football. Nice kid. I don't know if you've met him or not, if you have him in any classes. Reg is subbing, doing a long-term sub for us in PE this fall. He did a long-term sub in elementary PE last year. You talk about a versatile substitute.
I'm having a great time, too.
The elementary kids are more fun than the high school kids. They're happy to see you every day.
There's no doubt.
high school kids aren't always happy to see you, but, you know, that's good. All right, we'll try it again. This time they're going to spot the Jackson will spot it at the 15 on the snap. High snap gets it down. Federico with a kick blocked. And in high school you can't return that. And so good penetration by the Red Devils there, and they blocked the kick. So 20-0 Warriors, 11:48 to go here in the first half. So what we've seen is, you know, exactly what we talked about beforehand, just so many weapons for the Warriors. And, you know, Johnny goes out with a twisted ankle. You bring in Dyke, and Dyke has an excellent run right away.
Yeah.
You know, it's just the depth is astounding on this team in terms of guys who can come in and relieve somebody. We'll see Valencia probably in this quarter relieving Hatch some. Harvey Hoff can come in and run the ball. Just so much depth. Russell Brown at the fullback position. So much depth at each position that guys can come in and run and execute. And especially when your starters have worn down their starters a little bit, and then you bring in your reserves against their worn down starters, and you can really do some damage.
And this group of kids have great chemistry with each other too.
Yep.
You know, and so, you know, when you see Bernard's picking, you know, Streeter up, saying let's go back and get it again, or they're very unselfish, and you know, I think probably Streeter was more disappointed in Mather not getting that run than Mather was.
You know?
That's chemistry.
That's the way they are. They don't care who scores.
That's right.
Now, I've never heard one of these kids talk about stats.
There's chemistry there that's pretty
Federico
exciting.
Kicks it high. It's going to be short, come down at about the 25. Fumbled there. Picked up at the 28. Good block over there by 21. Niseth with a wrap-up, and he gets a little help over there from Eli Jackson, and they bring down Kistner, the returner, at about the 37-yard line of Coquiel. So the Warriors will bring their defensive unit out. It'll be... Looks like the same ones up. Well, Philip West into the game now. So now they bump Tyler Parr back to a linebacker position, and you've got West, Valencia, and Brown up front with Niseth at the middle linebacker, Streeter to his right, and Parr to his left, Hatch at the right cornerback, Hoff at the left, and then you've got your monster back in Cody Dyke out there, and your safeties in Jackson and Richardson. So that's your defensive setup there.
They're using both Hoff and Hatch, though. Oftentimes they're
coming in on a blitz.
They're committing on there.
Coming to the run.
You've got eight in the box, and they're saying.
And you see Hatch right now.
Yep.
Hatch lets Jackson take the outside receiver. Hatch comes into the slot. He's watching for containment. There's the handoff of the running back. Oh, he's got a lot of room up that right side across. This is Yates still going across the 40. The 50 across the other 40 now, and finally forced out at about the 32-yard line. What a nice run by Yates. And there was nobody over there. I'm not sure what happened over there. Somebody lost their outside containment, and nobody filled.
I'm going to say that Trombley's going to be talking a little bit to Hoff because he was playing the outside there.
And Hoff's coming out.
The outside, so he'll
he subs Hoff out and brings in Keenan Graham, and that's to have a conversation, I'm sure. Hoff will probably go get a drink and then go talk to Coach. And
well, sometimes the conversation happens even before he gets there.
He knows the conversation. That's he doesn't even need to have it. That's why he's standing on the side. And now he's standing right next to Coach Trombley. Yeah, he knows. Yeah. So Graham in for him. There's a handoff. The running back wrapped up and brought down. Oh. Phillip West deep in the backfield. Oh, going to tackle him for a two-yard loss there. Nice job. That was Yates again. And West just penetrating in from that left defensive end position. Shot in there, wrapped up the ball carrier. And that's, you know, we don't have replay, but my guess is they pulled the guard on that side
to lead,
and West came right in where the guard was, and nobody picked him up that quick. We have so much speed on that defensive line. It's not a typical defensive line. No. We don't go big. We go fast. And so Seth Valencia is the smallest nose tackle in the state, all right, at about 140 pounds. There's a snap from Smith. Gives it the first man through. He's wrapped up and dropped. Back at the original line of scrimmage, it's going to be 3rd and 10. And again, that is, haven't called his name very often. It's Rolatos.
Graham
picks up about two.
Graham and Cody Dyke
in on that tackle.
That tackle.
That's good. That's Graham coming in from that cornerback position, filling in and run support.
But he was making sure it didn't go outside.
Yep. Well, you've got a hierarchy of responsibilities.
You bet you do. Yep.
You better stick to them. Everybody has to stick to their responsibilities. You got a primary responsibility, and then you have a secondary responsibility. And when you're that cornerback, you better make sure no run's coming out there first and foremost. Quarterback hands off to Yates and wrapped up by Streeter. He lost him, and he threw him off balance enough. Hatch was coming in to finish things off, but Streeter will get credit for the tackle on that. And Streeter spun him around off balance. Streeter's got to do a better job of hanging on to that. That's a couple times this game. It's going to be 4th and about 12 yards, 13 yards to go. Ball spotted at the 35-yard line. So the defense, after giving up the big run to Yates, same thing that happened in the first quarter with the big run on Yates, stiffens up and creates a 4th and long. Hoff back in.
I think they're going to take a timeout here, I'm guessing.
Got about 9:30 to go in the first half. Coach has taken a long time to send this play.
No, he's going to take a timeout. They're
going to talk about this. Well, he was... I'm not sure what he's doing, Reg.
He's trying
to fool them, but they're going to punt this ball.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
And that it did kind of mess them up. They're trying to get McMullen back off the field, and finally he gets off. Luckily, they didn't have all their personnel in either. And now the timeout because they couldn't get their personnel in.
It wasn't because he was waiting to call a timeout.
He tried to get tricky, and his kids weren't ready to be that tricky. We're going to take a quick break here. We've got a timeout. This is Amity Warrior Football on KLYC. We'll be right back.
In business and taking care of your needs since 1983, it's D&D Electrical. Big company support, small town service. They are your full service contractor, residential, commercial, and industrial, including low voltage and security. It's D&D Electrical. When asked, their answer is usually, yes, we can do that. From solar to security systems to industrial control, D&D Electrical can handle the job. 503-472-4003. Ready to go to work for you right now. D&D Electrical, McMinnville.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Warriors getting ready to receive a punt. Kistner will be the kicker for Coquille. The ball spotted at the 35-yard line of Amity, but it's 4th and about 13 yards to go for the Red Devils. Maybe we'll see a fake punt here. Yeah. It's very possible.
Hoff's back in.
Yep, he is. The up man in front of the punter is the quarterback. He calls out the signals, goes in motion. Now they bring 21 in motion across. There's the snap, kick. Kistner off the right side of his foot. It's going to hit it about the 10, 12. Takes a roll towards the end zone. They're going to down it at about the 3-yard line. What a punt by Kistner. It looked like it went off the side of his foot.
It shanked it a little bit,
but it got a nice roll.
Turned around.
Yep, it was an outstanding kick for the Red Devils. They pin the Warriors deep in their own territory. But what that tells me, Reg, is that this drive will be 97 yards instead of a short field. Because I have a good feeling how this drive will end, because it'll be the same way that almost every drive has ended for this first team this year. I don't know if they've punted the ball with the first team offense.
Well,
I can't remember a punt from the first team offense. Some in the second half, but I don't think we've had a first half punt. So this will be a challenge for them. Deep in their own territory. Mather's still out. Dyke in. Wing T formation. They give to Mather, or to Streeter, right up the middle, breaks the tackle. Here he goes, across the 20. He's got room to run. 30, the 40, hits the 50. He's got a man coming up on him. He jukes him a little bit. There he goes. Nice block by Hatch, and he rolls down inside the 20 to the 15-yard line to the inside the 15. And Wes Streeter, did you see the hesitation he made to let Hatch come up and get in the way and then accelerate it again?
I was going to comment, though, but you see where – how many yards down the field now, and we got Hatch making a block.
Hatch never gave up.
Never
he didn't assume
he
anything.
Right, you bet he didn't.
And Streeter knew he was coming to help out, and he got him another 10, 15 yards after that block. Great tussle by Brian Hatch to help out.
And if he hadn't have slowed down to wait for him, he wouldn't have got there.
Nope, he would have lost.
Just taken him out.
He would have come up 10 yards shorter than that. Yep. First and 10 at the 13-yard line. What a huge run by Wes Streeter. Streeter right back at that three-back formation. They fake to him, throw to the corner to Jackson. He's pushed a little bit. He goes up, almost had it. Good defense there at the end. Little shove, but incidental contact, I guess. And I like Jackson gets up. He slaps the defensive back on the butt and says, nice job, man. That was good. Wasn't a bad throw, but that was a good defensive effort. That was number 21. That's Gunner Yates, the younger brother of the kid that's broken off a couple of long runs. So the Yates boys are good athletes. But now, if you want to throw, you've got this 5'7" Yates guarding the 6'4" Peyton Richardson out there.
I think you could throw a slant on this.
But I don't think we will.
Nope, I don't either.
Going to hand off to Hatch coming around left. He's got a blocker. He cuts it back up inside. He's got daylight touchdown, Warriors. Just like that, a 13-yard run by Brian Hatch.
What do you do? The guy stays with.
Yeah. Oh, that was Jeffrey Coleman.
Yeah.
He took his man 15 yards away from the line of scrimmage and out to the side, and he pulled. I mean, that is just devastating blocking.
Textbook blocking right there. Well, and yeah, like I said, you get chemistry out there. The kids work together. They take care of their responsibilities.
It's the Bill Belichick philosophy, right? Yeah. Do your job.
Yep.
And everybody's doing their job. 8:23 now on the clock as it stops for the two-point conversion. Going to hand to Streeter, fake to Streeter. Hand to Streeter. Streeter up the middle. He scores. Tyler Parr's got me faked out. I thought it was a handoff, then I thought it was a fake, and then I realized it was a handoff.
Well, because he did a good job. He sold it. He looked back like he was going to throw the ball. You know, what do you say?
It freezes the linebacker a little bit, right? They have to stop and make sure you're not throwing that ball, and they have coverage issues.
Football's a game of numbers, and if you can get the numbers on your side, you've got a chance to make big plays every time.
So for people who may not have really studied football film and really think about this, when you say you've got the numbers, we're talking about creating an issue where we outnumber them on a particular we've got more blockers than they've got tacklers, or we've got more guys going out than they've got guys covering. And we create mismatches in the numbers on the field. Everybody's got 11 guys out
there.
That's
right. Nope.
But what those guys are doing versus what they should be doing is the trick. And that's where we talk about those fakes. They freeze people. Those linebackers are trying to read. They read and they react. Unless they're blitzing, they're trying to figure out, is this a pass play or is it a run play? And what's my responsibility? Because they may have to drop in coverage. They may have to come and pursue a runner. When you fake that handoff to Streeter, it freezes those linebackers because they have to respect that run up the middle. And then if they freeze in the run, and we do that drag route with the tight end right behind them a lot of times because of that. Frederico with a kick down to the 20, bounces there, picked up. Yates with the ball, wrapped up, brought down. Nice tackle. Who is that? That's Keenan Graham.
Yep.
Nice job by Keenan. He came in, wrapped up, and took Yates down. Nice job by the sophomore Graham. I like to call him Arms and Legs Graham.
Boy, has he ever grown. You know, he reminds me of my son, Devin, only he's started a little sooner.
Yeah. Boy, he just, in the last 2 years, that poor kid's just done nothing but grow.
I got to tell you, he's been working hard in the weight room.
That's good.
Because I think he'd like to bulk up just a little bit.
He could stand to bulk up a lot. Anything will help. That's tough when you grow that fast, but he does work hard. All right, Smith with the handoff to Yates. Yates, nice cutback, running in traffic, wrapped up. He spins off a couple tacklers, and now he's gang tackled, still going across the 37-yard line. He's going to mark that out. It's going to be a second and short coming up. and his helmet came off, he'll come out of the game. Well, he's a solid running back in terms of his moves. He cuts well. He's got good balance.
Kept the feet going, and he made a great cutback again. He's made some good cutbacks on that.
Well, what I like is just his balance. You know, you hit him, and he's hard to knock off his base. He's not the biggest guy, but he's strong. He's got good balance, good footwork, and a couple of spin moves in there, and he's hard to wrap up. We've seen a lot of our guys not wrap him up well. And that hasn't happened this year with other running backs. Yates goes out. They give the handoff up the middle. This is 24. He's got some room to run. Finally drugged down after a nice gain out to almost the 50-yard line. They'll mark it there. Rolatos with the carry. It's good hard running there. So Yates has got a helmet issue. They're working on it over here. I know he'd like to get back into that game. So that's going to be a first and 10 for Coquille there. That was Cody Dyke on the tackle. Clock down to 7:40. Warriors up 28-0.
They've got had a couple of first downs here. So
yeah, Warriors
tighten the defense up a little.
Warriors need to stiffen up a little bit, get rid of the laxity here, and tighten up. Smith fakes the handoff. He's going to throw. Nope, he's going to be sacked. That's going to be West Streeter coming in on the delayed blitz.
What a tackle there. Took him right down.
What I like, I mean, they got red jerseys all over the ground. We got the line. There's guys on the ground. Yep. There's a running back in the backfield who couldn't hold his block, and the quarterback. Three red jerseys laying on the turf after the play is a good thing.
Well, Hatch has got awful good defense out here because they had nowhere to go with the ball anyways. He was wanting to throw it pretty quick.
And that's part of that Trombley philosophy. You know, he wants to get quick pressure on that quarterback. And so you can't play a tight man coverage out there. You have to play a little bit softer because you can't get burned deep and have him throw it over the top of your head. They're going to hand off this time. This is Yates back in the game. He's wrapped up and brought down by Phillip West with a nice tackle. That's going to be a gain back to got a couple of yards on that. It's going to bring up third down and about 13 yards to go. So he got four on the play. So nice job, Phillip West. And he made that tackle from behind. He comes from the left defensive end. He sees the play, reads it, comes down the line, and then comes behind Yates and wraps him up and brings him down. That's a great hustle play by West. Phillip West is a sophomore, 6'1", 195 pounds listed at, which means he's probably about 6 foot 180. We all know how rosters work.
Boy, he's lean this year and just really looks
good. And he knows what he's doing out there, doesn't he?
He does.
Smith going to pass, going to be wrapped up and dropped down. Nyseth is going to get the sack on that as they blow it dead. Couldn't get him to the ground, but he wasn't going anywhere. Stopped it, and that's going to be fourth and 19 after that. That's a loss of 6 yards on the play, and that'll probably bring out the punt unit. So once again, you know, they were successful with some runs. They go to pass, and, you know, they just can't stop that pass rush. And we're bringing six every time they pass. Sometimes seven.
We're inviting them to pass. I think that's the game plan is you.
You get
seven or eight Cody, in the box.
And Cody Dyke will drop back and read that quarterback's eyes.
Yep.
That monster back, that's what he's doing. So now they go with an interesting punting formation
here. They're a little short.
They're one short on the line there. They get a tackle in there real quick for the punt. They've got two wideouts on each side for this punt formation. They bring a man in motion. Kistner with the kick. It's a good kick. Richardson's going to field this at about the 23. Little hesitation. Gets across the 30. Now the 40. 45, still going down. Oh, wrapped up and thrown down. He was actually going the wrong way after he got spun around there. They're going to mark him at the 45-yard line. Nice return of about 22 yards for Peyton Richardson. 4:31 to go, first half. Warriors up 28-0.
You know, he was pretty patient running the ball, waiting for the blockers.
And again, you know, he's not Brian Hatch quick.
Nope.
But, you know, He's sure-handed.
And smart.
Patient, like you said out there, reading the block. Let those guys do their job. Take what the defense is being forced to yield to you. Don't try to just force what you want to do. There's a handoff to Streeter. They wrap him up after a short gain and bring him to the ground as they gang tackle him after about 3 yards.
Look at
Streeter brought down Yates.
That's
and a bunch of devils.
Yeah, that's Jacob Bernard is 15 yards downfield blocking his man.
He's got somebody on the ground.
You got to love it when your linemen are 15 yards downfield putting blocks on. And here's the thing. Streeter was running kind of behind the right guard.
Yep.
Bernard's is the left tackle.
Yep.
He got his guy. He probably skipped his guy, actually.
Yeah.
Went past him and then found a linebacker to hit.
Because he was on the opposite side. Yeah,
found a linebacker to go hit. Vito hustling up to the line. You got to love it. Coleman and Bernard's on that left side. Scharf and have to look and see who that is. Hatch going left.
Hatch has got it.
Oh, he's got a good block out there.
Oh, look
that
at
was
that.
Coleman
that
was with a block. Oh. Richardson with another block, Richardson and Hatch gets all the way down to the 31-yard line.
He read it a little wrong. If he'd went to the inside, I think he might still be running. But
two great blocks there again.
Oh, yeah.
Your left guard pulling and leading the block, kicking out and letting Hatch break that up inside, and then your wide receiver putting a block out
man.
There. Well, your wide receiver is 6'4 and 180
pounds. I know.
Pounds.
I know.
You know, he's going to block you. Nice run by Hatch.
That's great. That's
first and 10 at the 30. Parr under center. Brings Dyke in motion. Gives to Streeter. Streeter makes a couple guys miss. He's running across the 25 to the 20. Down inside all the way to the 17-yard line. Just a bowling ball.
Well, they ought to give him that extra yard because he actually rolled on top of
On top of the guy, yep. They're going to mark it at the 16.
Yep, they give it to you.
So a great job there. So the Warriors with another first down.
The chain gun's getting the workout today.
They are. Jordan Dykes, our right tackle tonight. I couldn't remember who that was, 52. Took me a second to figure it out. I had to look it up.
Good for him.
Yep. And he's doing a great job over there next to Scharf. I mean, this offensive line putting on a clinic tonight. There's a snap. Parr rolls left, sets up. Throws to the corner. That's Richardson. Goes up. And does he have it?
Nope.
No, incomplete. Boy, it was just a little underthrown. And Yates out there battling with him.
By Coquille's Gunner Yates.
I know that Richardson was right there. He had a hand, at least one hand on that ball, and could not pull it in.
You know, just about every play for Coquille, one of those Yates 16, boys are in on that.
Those are easily their two best players on the field, aren't
pretty
they?
Pretty impressive. Yep.
And they're a junior and a freshman, so this Coquille team will have some talent on it next year as well. Second and 10 from the 16. Parr gets under center. Hatch to his right. Brings in motion. They give it to
Streeter.
Streeter across the 10. 5. Touchdown, West Streeter. He's in the end zone again. He's living in the end zone tonight.
Did you see how many people went for thought the pitch was happening?
Absolutely.
And the ball had already been handed off.
But you've seen so many fake handoffs.
Yeah, no, it's just
that you don't assume he's got the ball.
No, and
it's everybody running through the play to its entirety, right?
Jeff, what you get teams to do when that happens is the only way you think you can guard it is you assign somebody, you tackle them every time. Well, that commits people.
And if you miss,
you're not available.
This is going to be Hatch on the 2-point conversion attempt. Cuts it back up, and he's in the end zone.
Yeah.
And nice 2-point conversion there. Makes it 36-0 Warriors. We're going to take a quick break here. This is KLYC McMinnville. You're listening to Amity Football. We'll be right back. Welcome back, Warrior fans. Deep in the second quarter here, 2:53 to go before halftime. Warriors up 36-0 on the Coquille Red Devils. And Coquille has some talent on the field.
Yes, they do.
What they don't have is enough line strength up front to be able to protect their quarterback when he drops back and consistently open holes.
Nope,
they've opened
sure.
a few, but they can't do it play in and play out, and they can't protect the quarterback against the pass rush. And part of that is we'll send 6-7 guys at the quarterback on a pass play.
Yeah. No,
some of them, and some of them are coming delayed once they realize it's a pass. Some are coming every time. Others are coming on the delay. There's a kick down inside the 20, the 10. Oh, and it goes out of bounds at about the 8. So they'll bring that out to the 35-yard line. Warriors, that was a nice try by Federico, though. And this is new to him. And he was trying to look like he was trying to kick that into no man's land there and let it roll. And that football doesn't roll like a soccer ball does. It'll take some funny kicks on you once it hits the ground. But a good try by Federico. He'll figure it out. He'll have a couple more weeks of kicking duties by himself, it looks like, before we get Duncan and or Josh back.
It's pretty impressive what we do with our exchange students, too, Jeff. The opportunities that we give them to, with basketball, you know, a team that and allowed them. Football, we always have had exchange students that play for us. And so, you know, they get the full experience of education.
Coquille ball at the 35. Smith under center. Drops back. Hands to Yates. Makes a guy miss. Cuts back up. Dyke will wrap him up. This one's going to come back, though, with a hold. I think Tyler Parr got drugged to the ground, and the officials will bring this one back. The hold right at the line of scrimmage. And so this hold will bring this back and make it a first and 20 since it was right at the line of scrimmage. They marked that 10 yards off from the spot of the foul.
So far away from the play, coach won't be happy about
Yates
that.
Yates was outside.
Yep, outside, and it was behind the play. You know,
I'll tell you what, if Yates makes the first guy miss, he's tough.
Well,
good open field runner.
And that's why they're getting some big plays, because we are committing to get in there. And so if you get past that way,
that first guy,
then you've got doubles. Some. But it hasn't happened very often.
No. He's had two big runs in the game. Richardson chased one down, and the other one he never really got behind anybody.
Right. Nope.
The safety came up and made the tackle. So first and 20 now. So this puts them in a tough situation because they haven't been able to pass the ball.
That's right. So and it lets us know.
They've gotten behind the chains now, as we say in football. They're going to hand off to Yates. He is hit in the backfield, makes one guy kind of miss. Hatch hit him, didn't wrap him up, hung onto his jersey,
Valencia.
And he drug him for 5 yards. Or Valencia, thanks, Seth.
Yeah.
Drug him for about 5 yards. So second and 15 now. So good job by Valencia to hang on. And he was hanging on, literally being towed behind him for 5 yards. Seth was in there. He got that penetration from that nose tackle position. Valencia, if you just watch him, it's entertaining. I've done that a couple of plays just to kind of see. He comes shooting off there, and he is so hard to block. You watch how low he is. He's down in a four-point stance, and he's coming out of there like he's shot out of a cannon every time. Smith under center. Hands off. Yates trying to get to the outside. Ball stripped. It's loose. And it's going to be falling on. Looks like it's going to be Neiseth with the recovery. Boy, they almost gave it away. Jackson could have had it, and Jackson tried to pick it up instead of falling on it. He'll hear about that one.
You break the cardinal rule. You get on the ball.
Everybody wants to scoop and score, but he wasn't going to scoop and score anyway. Just fall on the ball. Amity ball at the 44-yard line of Coquille. I don't know who had that strip on him. It might have been Hatch coming from behind. But whoever it was got one hand on the ball and just pulled it loose.
It squirted it.
Who had the Streeter had the strip? Derek's my spotter over there in the next room. He says it was Streeter with the strip and rip.
Well, the young guy's got good eyes, you know.
We have glasses on, though, Red. Mine are magnified. They're beautiful. I just don't.
You
know.
At least you can see the numbers. I tell you, that last home game we had was horrible.
Pretty tough.
The numbers.
Hatch in motion, Parr under center. Tyler takes a snap, quick pitch out to Streeter. Streeter getting outside. They haven't seen this all game. He's got a man out there. Good block by Bernard. Streeter cuts it back up inside. He's still going down inside the 20. Down the 15. Makes one more guy miss. Can he get the corner? 10. 5. Touchdown, West Streeter. There is no answer for a rumbling rat. Want rumbling West Streeter down there. He just 44-yard run for West, and he made at least 5 guys miss. And the last one was just a foot race to the pylon. Wes's going to be tired tonight.
He is going to be tired.
In fact, he might be done here at halftime. He's tapping. Look at this. He's tapping out, tapping the helmet and saying, please, coach, somebody. Russell Brown will come into the game for a minute 32 to go here in the first half. Can't get to the 45, though. We can only get to the 44 here.
If you see that halftime. If you see that young man walking in the hall, You wouldn't believe
West?
It.
You'd
never believe it.
You wouldn't believe it either.
Boy, is he ever.
He's a dynamic runner.
Dynamic.
That's all you can say. He's just dynamic. Eye formation. Dyke the setback behind Brown. Parner center brings Hatch in motion. Going to fake to Hatch. And he's got his man wide open. Overthrew Neiseth in the corner. We've got a penalty in the backfield. And if this is on Amity, it'll be declined. If it's on Coquille, we'll do this again. So let's see what the call is. Looks like Amity's staying out there. We'll see what the call is. It was in the backfield. It's either holding or it could be an illegal hands to the face by a defensive lineman. And it's going to be against Coquille. Hatch comes up to check on the call to say, yes, we'll accept it. We'll have to see what the referee gives us for a hand signal here. He hasn't told us yet what it is. Here we go. He tucks his flag in. Checks on the spot one more time. And personal foul, roughing the passer. Mm-hmm. So Tyler Parr, it's hard to rough Tyler. He's 200-plus pounds, about 210. So that'll be half the distance to the goal line. They'll try this two-point conversion from the one-and-a-half-yard line. Now they're in the wing T formation, hatch in motion. Going to give to Brown right up the middle. Russell stops short. Yep, stops short. He was almost to the goal line. He was twisted back and spun back towards the one, and he comes up just short. 1:32 left to go here in the first half. Warriors up 42-0 as they get their kicking unit ready to go back out there. So I don't know how much more analysis we can do, Reg, of the Warriors and how they attack. But a lot of this, I mean, we've talked a lot about Wes Streeter tonight, and Mather's been out since the first quarter with a rolled ankle. No reason to bring him back in. He's over there. Looks like he's got some ice on his ankle on the bench, so it was a little bit more than a stinger. But he was walking off the field, which tells me he'll be back next week. Kind of the rule of thumb, if you can walk off, you might be out a week, but probably no more than that. If you can't walk off, it's usually a bad sign. It's usually multiple weeks, but not always.
And I guess for me, the number one analysis or the thing that I would say is we don't probably talk enough about the line. I know we have, but when you've got runners that are running, you know, downfield and
44-yard touchdown runs, yeah,
you know, you're hearing that, but I hope everybody knows that. It all starts with those kids that are playing
absolutely
in the box, and they are just doing a heck of a
job. And we've talked about some of those guys pulling out and just annihilating the defender out there. He has no chance of making the play. And the next evolution of that is to be able to take out one guy, release, and go get another one. That's hard, but some of these guys have the athleticism to do that. I mean, we see Bernard's out there, and we see a couple other guys that have been out there leading. Frederico with another high kick down to about the 20, fielded there. Coming back towards the right side. Oh, he's got a little bit of room to run here on the left side. Richardson, the one guy to beat. Richardson brings him down at the 44-yard line. Good form tackle by Peyton.
Great job.
Peyton didn't commit. He wasn't in a hurry and waited for Kistner to get to him.
Broke down and made the tackle.
Kistner just waited for him, broke him down and wrapped him up, and Richardson took him down. Nice solid tackle there.
And another thing, Jeff, you've watched these runners go down, they make the big yards, and you see them right over there hitting, you know, slapping one of those linemen on the, you know,
yep, absolutely.
The backside,
they know.
Saying, thank
they know.
You. They do know. And that's, you know, that's what I was talking about earlier when I say chemistry. These kids play
and
together.
Absolutely. Yep. And one of the beautiful things about John Trombley's system is that he doesn't need his offensive linemen to play on the defensive line.
Right.
So they get a break every time the defense – every time you score, you get rewarded with a break as an offensive lineman.
Yep.
They've got running back right up the left guard there, wrapped up after a gain of about five. That's the Yates kid. Rolatos picks up five. It'll be second and five, ball right at the 50-yard line.
You know, if you're Coquille, you got to think, do we want to take a chance at putting a ball in, you know, in the air right
and
now,
get
you
a pick six? Cody Dyke would like to see the ball go in the air. He hasn't
sure
seen any passes yet.
I know.
We keep sacking the quarterback every time they drop back for a pass. I don't think they'll try one here.
I don't either.
Smith under center. Rolatos and Yates behind him. Hand off to Rolatos again, wrapped up and brought down. Nice, Seth, with a nice grab of the shoulder pads and jersey and pulled him down. Good strong tackle, even though he was a little out of position. You kind of had to reach for him.
Yep.
But once he got a hold of him, good grip by Nice. 30 seconds to go here in the first half.
They want to get in and
Coquille, they're a little beat up.
Yep.
When you get run on like that all first half, it takes a toll on you. Your defense spends a lot of time on the field. And that looks like will be the last play here of the first half. Warriors kind of standing around waiting to see. Smith coming in from the sidelines. Only 7 seconds to go, though. And that'll be it. They're going to just let the clock run out. All right, so at halftime, it's 42-0 Warriors. We'll take a break here for a couple minutes and come back and talk a little bit about the first half, but we don't have Ron here keeping stats. So, Red, did you keep stats in your head in the first half? You did.
We scored every time that we had the ball.
My stat is for punting. Zero.
That's right.
I've got
there.
That one.
See, and I gave you the stat on possession, scoring to possession.
That's right.
And we
I don't know what else you need to know.
That's all.
All right, we'll take a break here and be back in a couple of minutes. This is KLYC, McMinnville, and Warrior Football. Welcome back, Warrior fans. Jeff Clark here at Coquille High School, and halftime here of the Warriors and Red Devils game. Warriors up 42-0. Reg McShane drove the bus down, doing a little color commentating tonight, struggling with the headphone right now. And then going to drive the bus back. So no, I think this counts as a rest, though, for ODOT,
this is
right?
My rest, okay. Yeah.
Warriors with a dominant first half. We've got about we've got an extra long halftime. They were doing some scholar athlete stuff here, and so we've still got 15 minutes plus three. I think they'll put back on the clock for the warm up. So we've got about 17 and a half minutes still here before the second half kickoff. But, you know, Reg and I were just visiting with Derek and just talking about the unselfishness of this team and how much they enjoy doing their job out there. And, you know, whether they're a lineman, they're a running back, they're a wide receiver, everybody blocks, everybody sells their fakes, everybody finishes the play, no matter where it is. And, that's a rare thing. It's what you strive for as a coach, right? Everybody does their job all the time.
And then take a look. You know, John gets hurt, twists his ankle, and
Cody Dyke comes
Cody
right
Dykes
in.
Cody Dykes goes into the game. He gets some quality playing time. You can protect that ankle, you know, get him back on the field. And you know what's going to happen in the second half is we're going to get to play some of those younger players
absolutely.
That don't get as many snaps. And there's two sides of that. Number one, those kids are going to get experience. But, you know, football season is a long season. And, you know, and you get – I don't care who you
everybody
are, you
gets
get beat
up
a little bit out there. And so what that's going to do is that's going to, you know, let us have more in the tank at the end of the season and, you know, in those pivotal games. And so there's a lot of benefit that comes from that. And I just love watching the, you know, them working with each other and the excitement they have for each other when something happens.
Absolutely. Jeffrey Coleman was out for a couple of weeks. He was a little dinged up. And he could have come back last week. And I talked to him and he said, nah, they wanted me. They said it'd be better to wait one more week. And he's like, Nick's got it anyway. You know, Nick McMullen was covering for him at left guard and doing a great job. Mm-hmm. And Jeffrey wasn't like, I got to get back and get my job back. He's like, Nick's doing a great job, you know. And just that type of that's a senior, right? Jeffrey Coleman. Talking about a sophomore and supportive of the guy who's doing his job while he's out, you know. And that kind of depth, too, on the line. We see it on both sides, you know, Seth Valencia and Philip West. Primarily defensive players, but they're your depth on your offensive side. And we'll see Seth in the second half running the ball more because Brian will start getting some more series off to kind of preserve him. And we'll see Russell Brown more as Wes gets more time off in the second half. If the Warriors put another score on the board and Coquille doesn't score, we'll be have a running clock the rest of the way, and you'll see nothing but, you know, JV guys playing and getting that valuable playing time out there. And really good for the team, and that gives the first string guys a chance to cheerlead,
and it makes it when you go to practice on Monday or through the week or through the season, you know, it's so much more fun when you can play everybody, and that certainly makes those locker rooms and those practices, you know, it helps even develop more that chemistry that makes you successful. So.
You know, and as I watched this offense for the first few years, I just didn't see it generating a lot of points. And that's not to criticize any of those players, because it's not about one or two players. You need to have the whole package. We talked about how many guys are a threat with the ball in their hands. You know what we haven't seen one time tonight, because it's not necessary? We haven't seen Tyler Parr take the ball and run the ball one time.
No.
And yet Tyler Parr could on any play tuck that ball and get you 5 to 10 yards just running guys over. And he doesn't need to. You know, we just Joel has that ability to kind of call any play he wants and know that we can execute it and he can really spread around the touches that way a lot. Mm-hmm. Not be so dependent on one or two guys, because that's where the productivity is.
And it's been, you know, think about it. How many times has he really had somebody lay any leather on him? You know, almost none.
Yep.
And so he stays healthy.
Talking about Tyler Parr in the pocket.
He stays healthy.
He got hit one time, and it was a penalty because it was after the pass.
It was after the pass.
Yeah.
And so you've got, you know, those are the kinds of things that are going to pay dividends to you, you know.
Absolutely.
Down the stretch.
Tyler does play defense, and he was a little dinged up after the Neocani game. But that was because he had to make quite a few tackles. And most games he hasn't had to make that many tackles, you know, because everybody else is doing their job too. So just a lot of balance and, and just puts the Warriors in a really good spot to stay healthy as the season goes on. You can never predict injuries, but you can minimize your exposure to injuries by having guys on the sideline and rotating other people in.
And Coach, I was, you know, I was here back during the stretch when they, you know, they had those the four championships in a row, and you know, you talk about the offense and putting up points. Well, you know, they were able to score back then, but it was really difficult for them if they ever got behind. But Joel has really taken this offense, and he's put a lot more options. You see, you know, you didn't used to see spread, you know, receiver spread out and some of the things that he does in a passing game. He's got a pretty complete passing game if he
needs
it.
Now, well, and when you get Josh Wart back as your tight end at 6'4", we saw that against Neakani when he – and I don't know what play. Joel's told me what the play is. I don't remember. You know, it's got nomenclature that I don't follow. But it's effectively – the tight end puts a block on, and then he drags across the formation, and the quarterback rolls to the same side, and the quarterback has him and usually a receiver farther downfield. Over the last 3 years, that is open all the time. Mm-hmm. It is so hard to cover if the tight end executes, and Josh is such a big target with great hands, and he runs pretty well once he's got the ball in his hands. He ripped off about a 40-yarder there against Neakani on that play. And, you know, that's what you haven't seen that tonight. We've thrown downfield a few times, and we threw a little bubble screen to Peyton. We haven't thrown to the tight end. So let's see. Maybe they'll come out and throw to the tight end here a little bit. Haven't seen Trevor Smith catch the ball tonight.
TR, when he was playing tight
end. Exactly. TR is the first one I saw do that.
That was – he was –
let's be honest about TR.
Athletically, you know, size, all of those other things. But he was, you know, he got the ball a lot exactly.
He would come out, he'd hit his man, and then peel off and drag towards the sideline, catch the ball, turn it upfield. It's 10 to 15 yards every time.
That's right.
And that sits in the playbook just in case.
Yeah.
You don't need it very often. But it's there. And Tyler makes that throw well. And I'm trying to think, who was TR's quarterback? Who was throwing to him? They did a really good job of throwing that ball as well. I can't remember. Isn't that terrible? It's only been 5 years, 4 years. But, TR, not the biggest, not the most athletic tight end, but because it's so hard, you engage the guy and you're chest-to-chest with him and you peel off to one side, it's really hard for that guy to recover and make up that ground unless he's just a way better athlete than you. And most of the time, they're worried about the quarterback running. Mm-hmm. They'll peel off that block because they think you're blocking them to keep them from the quarterback. They'll peel off that block and go pursue that quarterback rolling out, leave that tight end in the flat. And so when Josh comes back, assuming he doesn't have any setbacks from his concussion, the weapons are astounding across the board this year. Just an embarrassment of riches, if you will, in terms of offensive play options. And
and the deeper you go, the longer you play, you need those weapons. You need that that diversity in that because, you know, it's been in
– Right now you can do whatever you want.
That's right. That's right.
But that won't be the case against, let's say, Klatskin or Rainier.
Yeah, you see those teams, and we haven't seen Eastern Oregon, but, I mean, if you match up those – you know, and that's where, I appreciate the execution and – And have we had a penalty?
Boy, I want to say we had one penalty, a block in the back on a long run.
Yeah. Oh, it was early. Yeah, you're right.
It was a long run.
Because we went almost all the
way. We had to bring Wes back.
Right. I think that's it.
Yeah, I think that's the only one. That was a block in the back that didn't have anything to do with the play. But other than that, no, we've played a clean game. And we haven't been penalized much this year.
Oh, that's what I say. The characteristics of this team is they don't do things that, you know,
mess up
a drive.
I'm going to tell you, I don't know all their GPAs, but that offensive line's not dumb.
Oh, no.
There's some pretty good students on that offensive line. I visit with all those kids at different times when I see them in the halls and things. They're all pretty sharp kids. Yep. And they are, there's something about having smart linemen because they stay disciplined. They understand what's going on, what you're trying to accomplish. They stay disciplined. They accept that coaching really well, and they apply what you're telling them to the play. So if something happens, they can take that. You can give them let's do it a little differently the next time. Let's modify it. They can go out and do that because they've got that ability to process that information and then turn it into an athletic play. And that's a pretty good offensive line. And I wasn't sure. You know, Nyseth was a good center last year. And Vito, this is his first year as a full-time center. And I can't think of a fumbled snap all year. There's some bad snaps on kicks. That's why Vito doesn't snap for kicks anymore. But Justin Vito snapping that ball, I mean, we know that's where it all starts.
Yep.
If your center can't be relied on to make that snap and then make the block, and I'll tell you what, Vito's got a low center of gravity, and he takes up some space on that center position. And so it was just a matter of, and he spent some time in the weight room, too. That kid lifted hard all spring. He lifted during the summer and has really prepared himself to do this job, and he's done it well, and I'm proud of that kid.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not easy.
Well, and I think you also look at what we do. I think if you look at what Joel does, it's not so complicated either that the kids don't understand it. You know, some of these spread offenses and all of the stuff they do is really difficult, you know, for the kids to understand. And if somebody breaks down when you've got everybody spread out, all of a sudden you got a play that's going north. How many really plays have you seen this year with this team that were for negative yards? I mean, if somebody did a stat on it, it would be pretty rare.
It's pretty rare. And again, you talk about the worst negative yard plays are holding plays and quarterback sacks.
Yep.
And we don't see either one of those.
No.
And so those are big. You know, when you're not getting behind the chains, we talked about that. Coquille had a couple of decent plays, and they come up to the line of scrimmage, and they get a hold, and they're first and 20, and they can't get out of the hole.
Well, man, look where your playbook. You're first and 20. There's not a whole lot of
– Yeah, it changes what you can call right away, and every coach wants to stay ahead of the chains. They don't want to be in second and third and long. And the Warriors have done a great job. When you can run Streeter and know you're getting 4 or 5 yards on a bad play, that always sets you up in that second and manageable third and really short, or you're back to a first down again and keep those chains moving. So, all right, we're going to take a break. We're going to have about 6 minutes before kickoff. They should put 3 minutes back on the clock, and we've got 3 minutes right now, so it should be six total. And then we'll be back on and get you going on third quarter. So, enjoy a little few more wonderful commercials here on KLYC, and we'll be back in just a few minutes with the start of the third quarter.
In business and taking care of your needs since 1983, it's D&D Electrical. Big company support, small town service. They are your full service contractor, residential, commercial, and industrial, including low voltage and security. It's D&D Electrical. When asked, their answer is usually, yes, we can do that. From solar to security systems to industrial control, D&D Electrical can handle the job. 503-472-4003. Ready to go to work for you right now. D&D Electrical, McMinnville.
Copycats in McMinnville is more than just a copy and print place. They're also the place to go for trophies and plaques. Copycats can fix you up with the perfect trophy to recognize just about any sport or activity for any age range. And they have a complete line of engraved plaques and awards that can be customized to recognize a special person or accomplishment. Copycats at 235 North Highway 99 in Mack, serving Amhill County for over 20 years. The only thing you need to know about printing and trophies is their phone number, 503-472-0119.
Davison Auto Parts, supporting high school athletics throughout the Willamette Valley. If you're looking for quality auto parts, everything from wiper blades to spark plugs, and most importantly, the people that can give you the good answers, factual answers based on years of experience, it's Napa Auto Parts and Davison Auto Parts. Quality people, knowledgeable and friendly, always willing to help. Davison Auto Parts throughout the Willamette Valley, supporting high school sports.
Often the first impression for your business is your logo and your business card. McMinnville businesses have learned over the past 20 years that if you want a printing job done right, the place to go is Copycats. Copycats at 235 North Highway 99 in Mack will help you design your logo and business cards and then get everything printed the way you want it. When it comes to printing, the only thing you need to know is their phone number, 503-472-0119. copycats. 95 years in the banking business and going strong. First Federal was founded in 1922 as a secure, locally owned financial institution for Yamhill County residents. From the beginning, we've come alongside our neighbors, helping them to build savings and borrow money to purchase homes. This idea continues to guide our decision making and strengthens our communities. First Federal offers a wide range of financial services, from checking and savings to IRAs, to a variety of loan products and mobile banking. We're located in McMinnville, Amity, Carlton, Newburgh, and Sheraton. When you bank with First Federal, your money stays here in Yamhill County. First Federal, we're here for you. Visit us online at www.firstfedweb.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Davison Auto Parts, supporting high school athletics throughout the Willamette Valley. If you're looking for quality auto parts, everything from wiper blades to spark plugs, and most importantly, the people that can give you the good answers, factual answers based on years of experience, it's Napa Auto Parts and Davison Auto Parts. Quality people, knowledgeable and friendly, always willing to help. Davison Auto Parts throughout the Willamette Valley, supporting high school sports.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Got about 30 seconds to go here before the start of the second half. Warriors up 42-0 on the Coquille Red Devils. And, Reg, this is a kind of an instant replay of the first three games we've had.
Yeah, it is.
You know, we're getting close to a running clock and should get that sometime here in the third quarter. We will be kicking off here to start the third quarter, so we'll have to get a defensive stop first. But we've given up basically two big runs this game, both of them to number 22. That's the Caden Yates kid, junior running back, who's a good running back.
Yes, he is.
He's one of the harder running backs we've seen this year in terms of just bringing him down one-on-one. He's shifty. He spins. Reminds me a little bit of a small version of a Saquon Barkley, if you've seen him run for the Giants. Just first guy never seems to get him, you know. And so you have to rally to the ball, swarm that, and gang tackle him.
Excuse me. And I think that's been Coquille's problem is execution. You know, they get a big run, get down, and then have something. You know,
whether it's a penalty or they try to pass and get sacked.
Right,
Federico set to kick this one off. He's in the roster finally. Federico Donate, junior, 5'9", 165 pounds. He drives this one pretty well down inside the 20 to about the 17-yard line taken there. Brought back up. A nice hit by Phillip West, and he wraps him up, brings him down at the 31-yard line. Phillip West with a good tackle there. Returner there was that Santos?
Yeah, 20, I think.
20,
it was,
Santos
yeah.
on the return.
Godfrey on the return. Brought down by
so they say it was Godfrey. Maybe we can't read our numbers very well, Reg. So Phillip West with the tackle. And they're going to start.
Line.
Going to put the ball at the 32, first and 10 there for the Red Devils. So we'll see how this defense, starting defense, back on the field for the Warriors. Except for Johnny Mather, who is out with a rolled ankle. I don't see, is he still icing? Looks like he's still sitting down over there on the end of the bench there. So hopefully he'll be back next week. Handoff right up the middle. Russell Brown wraps up Yates and takes him to the ground. Nope, wasn't Yates. That was 24. That is Relatos. Brown with the tackle. Relatos with a loss of a yard on the play. Second and 11 for the Warriors. For the Red Devils.
Second and
11. Nice tackle. Russell Brown, that's the second time we've seen him do that. And this time, do they have him at a linebacker? I can't tell. He's standing up behind the line. He's been playing defensive end. They've got him. Looks like they've got him at linebacker now. And they've changed their defense up here. This is a kind of a 2-4 look now. There's another one. This time it's Niseth wrapping up.
Boy, two
is
of them.
Is that Yates
there
in the backfield? Yates had just, nope, that was Relatos again, had just barely gotten the handoff before Niseth just ran him over. It's going
to
bring up third and 14. Loss of three on the play.
Third down, 14 to go for the Red Devils.
Well, that was just a great play. Niseth coming from that middle linebacker position. And now they're back in that 3-3. So they went to kind of a 2-4 look there with just two down linemen.
They did, yep.
Now they come back, and nobody couldn't figure out blocking assignments apparently. 3-3 formation now. Quarterback hands off, and there's another big tackle in the backfield. This time it's Tyler Parr coming from that left outside linebacker along with Harvey Hoff.
Harvey Hoff.
And they wrap up number 30, the ball carrier Gardner. And I'm trying to figure out where Yates is.
A few more yards.
Was Yates in the game?
I'm looking to see who.
I don't see him. Looking for number 22 out there. He's been the focal point of their offense, and he didn't touch the ball on either one of those plays. So they go 0 for 3 on running plays, losing ground on each one. It's 4th and 17, and they'll punt. A good snap. Punter's been the best part of their game. Nice high kick. This one's going to come down at about the 43. Takes a nice roll for Coquille out of bounds at about the 32-yard line of Amity, and that's where the Warriors will get started with a chance to get a running clock here with another score. So not sure what the play calling there was. Not putting the ball in the hands of your best running back.
Pushing the Warriors back to
is he even out, Jeff?
I'm
trying to find 22 myself.
Check the sidelines here and see if Yates is on the sideline.
I don't see. I've been trying to spot him.
It's kind of a mystery there because he's hands down their best player, and I don't see him out there on defense either. So I don't know what's going on. Oh, he's down here, no helmet on. And just
he's holding. Looks like he might be holding his wrists there.
Yeah, he doesn't have a helmet anywhere near him, so not sure what's going on. But he was there. He was their only real threat. And so we'll see if we can find out something about what happened to Mr. Yates there. Do we have any idea why Yates is out of the game? So a hand. Maybe
a
hand injury. Okay, so he's nursing that wrist a little bit. So that's what we're hearing up here in the booth is maybe a hand injury. That's too bad. Hope he's okay. He's a pretty dynamic running back. With him out of the game, Coquille really doesn't have a threat to do much damage. Warriors in their wing T formation. No tight end. Two wides. They give it right up to Streeter. Streeter plows ahead for about 3 yards. He's taken down. Not even that. He's only going to get a yard on that play. Sorry. And then we got a late flag comes in on the far sideline. Let's see what they're calling here.
Officials throw a flag on the play.
Flag thrown at the 34-yard line. About where the ball ended up being stopped. It was a gain of about a yard and a half by Streeter. Good tackling there by several Red Devils in on that. So we'll see what the call is here. 9:33 left to go, third quarter. It's going to be a hit to the head.
Is that targeting?
I'm not sure what that is. Is that a he's kind of punching the side of his head as a signal. I think that's going to be a we'll see if that's a personal foul. But it doesn't look like it by what they're saying here because they're talking to Tyler Parr about options. I mean, clearly you're going to take the penalty. We only gained a yard on the play. Oh, it's a personal foul. Yeah, it is a personal foul, a hit to the head. So I don't know if that's hands, a slap to the head or a punch to the head, something like that. So they're not ejecting anybody, so I don't think it's a punch, but maybe an illegal hands to the head. Oh, they're saying helmet-to-helmet contact on that. So personal foul on the Red Devils gives them a 15-yard penalty. First and 10, Warriors ball at the 48-yard line of Amity. Two wideouts, Jackson here to our left. Richardson split out wide to the right. Hatch on the right wing formation and Dyke on the left. He goes in motion. They give it to Hatch on the counter. Hatch right up the middle across the 40, 35, 30, cuts back against the grain, and he is ripped down at about the 22-yard line, and there's going to be another personal foul there, I think, on the horse collar tackle. I think they're going to tack another 15 onto the end of this one, Reg. We got flags coming in on both sides on that one. It was right on the tackle. Hatch with a great run there. What a great comeback. And that counter was so well blocked, Reg. That hole was 6 feet wide that he ran through at the line. So the officials will confer out there about the 22-yard line.
It looked like
last time they picked it up when they threw this flag.
Well, it looked like the other guy was the other official had something else. Is it?
They're going to pick it up again. This is interesting. It'll be interesting to see the tape on this. Joel just kind of beside himself on the sideline, doing his little disbelief
does
dance over there.
Color, does it have to stop? I think it has to stop motion and pull backwards.
Well, I don't know. This first one we saw on Hatch did. This one maybe not quite so much. They kind of spun him around.
Right.
So we'll try to get some rule clarification on that.
That's the second one, though. And that one, two officials threw the flag on
it. And then they talked about it and picked it up. And maybe that's what they do is they throw it and then decide. There's a handoff to Russell Brown up the middle. Breaks across the 15 or down to about the 12-yard line. Nice run there by Russell Wilson. They're going to spot him at the 11. It's going to be close to a first down. I think they're going to move the chains here. Depends on where they end up spotting
it. It is a first down.
They do. So first and 10 from the 12-yard line. They move that ball back a little bit. You can never trust the guy on the side.
No.
You always have to wait and see where they spot it. We go with that side the side official, and they're always wrong. Two wideouts again. They're going with this formation exclusively on this drive. No tight end. Parr hands to Dyke. Dyke going right. He's got a corner. Nice block out there. And Dyke down to about the 2-yard line maybe. Two or three. See where they spot that on the far side. Oh, they're going to move it back to about the 5. So it's going to be maybe the 4-yard line.
Yep.
So second and about 1 yard, 2 yards to go.
Looks to be
so second and short.
Down and 1 yard to go.
Ball spotted at the 4. And that was a good block out there. Robbie Scharf had the seal on that side. Got out there, had his man turn 90 degrees, had no chance of making a tackle as Dyke got the corner.
I think this will go to Russell. Nope.
They're going to go to Valencia. Valencia coming left, cuts it back up inside. He's touchdown, in. Seth Valencia. It takes a shot after he's in the end zone. He pops back up, doesn't care, got 6 points, and that'll put us into a running clock situation here with 8:44 to go in the third quarter. Seth Valencia on that little counter, he runs that well. Hatch got the break, Valencia came in, got the score.
I don't think they start the run until kickoff. So
that may be. So 2-point conversion coming up for the Warriors. Streeter out. In fact, it's an all-backup backfield in there right now with Valencia, Dyke and Brown, and Tyler Parr will take a knee. No reason to put any more points on the board on that. And at 48-0, the Warriors and the Red Devils head to their respective sidelines, and the clock, as you said, will start running when the official tells
on the
us.
Kick, on the kick. Yeah, they don't run off the minute.
So I guess in the scorebook, that'll look like a stop for the Red Devils' defense.
Yes.
So PA announcer having a little fun with that up here. That's good. All in the spirit of sportsmanship out there. So I think actually what you'd want to say on that is Parr stopped for a loss on the play, right? Took a yard loss on the play. There you go. 8:44 left to go, third quarter, 48-0 Warriors. And they'll send their kickoff unit back out. Frederico's leg getting a workout tonight. He's having a good time, I'm sure, as an exchange student. Got a soccer background there in Italy and gets to come over here and kick an oblong-shaped ball that does not act anything like a soccer ball. But I'll bet you if you give him a couple more weeks of kicking regularly, he'll get it significantly better. I've seen he's got a decent leg. He's kicking it a little low and driving the ball up a little high. Let's see if he can get a little higher. This one, much better kick.
Oh, there's a kick.
Down to the 15 in the air, fielded there. Brought up around the right side. Keenan Graham hits him low. Couldn't bring him down. And finally, the ball carrier wrapped up at the 35-yard line. Keenan Graham had it, just didn't wrap up. Had a good angle. Came in low, but tried to take him out with the shoulders instead of wrapping up the legs. Kistner returns it to the 35. First and 10 there, and that'll put us into a running clock situation now for the rest of the game.
We'll start their drive at the 35-yard line. First and 10.
So once again, hoping that Caden Yates, the outstanding running back for the Red Devils, is going to be okay, be able to play next week. Didn't look to have any wraps or ice or anything on the hand, but, you know, if he's a little banged up, there's no reason to put him into this game. It's a non-league game, and there's no reason seeing a kid risk further injury if he's already banged up like that. Handoff, wrapped up, running back right at the line of scrimmage. Russell Brown with another good tackle. That was Rolatos on the carry. I think we're going to see a lot of Rolatos. I think that's all they have right now.
Here comes some subs into the game.
Into the game for the Warriors.
Looks like, is that Hunter?
64 is Ashton Pappas.
Ashton Pappas, yep.
And, you know, he played last game, played really well. He'll come in at the nose tackle and give Valencia a break. So Warriors start to sub into their second unit of defense here. Graham in the game also at left cornerback, taking the place of Harvey Hoff. It's the handoff, Streeter. Running back again, Rolatos, wrapped up by Brown again. Russell Brown just dominating this line of scrimmage,
he sure
isn't
has.
He? He has four of the last five tackles for the Warriors.
And, boy, that was hitting low. He didn't even come up. He was like a missile.
Brown, a junior, 5'11", 175 pounds, solid kid, good wrestler. Loves to get in there. Look at him, just ready to go again.
He is.
Bouncing around, doing a little dance out there at that right defensive end. He's got Hoff playing right behind him at the linebacker position. Streeter back in, the left linebacker. They're going to go handoff again. Running back hit in the backfield. Brought down. Is that Russ? No, that's Nyseth with another jersey tackle. Nyseth must have some strong hands because once he gets a hold of that jersey, players stop.
Keenan Graham again. Also in on that tackle.
John by Graham coming up from the cornerback position. Yeah. Make the hit. Hatch and Richardson will drop back to return the punt. It's fourth and nine. 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter with the running clock. That'll help us get out of here at a decent hour tonight. Right now it is about 8:40. We might get out of here by 9, Reg. I might. You won't. I might get home by 1. You won't. So Red Devil set to punt. Kistner takes the snap. Gets off. Oh, a good kick. Drives it over the head of Richardson. He'll let it go down inside the 20. It'll roll down to about the 16-yard line. Good punter.
Very nice.
Did a nice job getting that one off.
And
my guess is that Joel has given them instructions to not even play too deep. And if it goes over their head, let it go. Don't worry about it.
For sure.
If it's short, catch it and down it. So we'll see some second unit here in terms of a variety of positions. I see Nick McMullen in there at left guard now.
You know, I think he still has to watch it because of quarters and that with JV, you know, JV games and that. You know that
you got to manage it.
You got to manage it.
Right. There's only so much you can do.
Right.
Brown at the three back position behind Jackson, the quarterback. Jackson hands off to Brown. Brown gets 5, gets 10. About going to call it 9 yards on that. I think nice run right up the middle. Russell Brown still fired up from making a bunch of tackles. Takes the ball on the handoff and picks up 9 yards. Second and 1 for the Warriors.
He's running hard.
Oh, he's having a good time out there.
Yes, he is.
And about a yard to go.
Into the game, bringing the plays in from the sideline. Got Valencia and looks like Cameron Weigert coming in. Junior plays a wide receiver position. He splits out wide to the right. Graham out to the left. Eli Jackson under center. Jackson calls out the cadence, takes the snap, hands off to Dyke. Dyke going right, gets the corner. Nice block out there. He's still going, and he is brought down. Is there a face mask on that? No, I guess not. No flag. It's all the way across the field. We couldn't see it right in front of the official. If that had been a face mask, he would have seen it. And that's going to be about a gain of 8 or so. That'll be out to the 34-yard line. First and 10, Warriors.
Hey, he's got some speed.
Cody is a very deceptive runner. He doesn't look like he should be fast. He's a solidly built kid. But the other thing he does really well is he has what you can't teach. He understands angles and speed.
Yep.
And so he just knows when to cut, what angle to take, he can anticipate what's going to happen. That's why he's a good monster back on defense. Valencia in motion. It's going to be Jackson on a keeper, first quarterback keeper we've seen him. That might have been a blown play because we haven't run the quarterback at all tonight. And he's wrapped up after a gain of about 2 yards.
Jackson.
It's going to be second and 7, second and 8, something like that. Going to give him 3 on the scoreboard at least. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, 48-0 Warriors. See if the second team can put a full drive together here.
It sounds like something's burning.
It smells like an electrical, like something electrical's burning. They say it's a light bulb down there or something. I don't know. So, or the barbecue. It smells electrical.
Long as we're not going to burn up here, you know. I mean,
that's all we're concerned about. Brown right up the middle, still running hard. He's going to get a first down out of that. He's going to pick up about 8 yards. 7 yards, I think they'll give him, but it should be a first down to the 45-yard line. Russell Brown getting the hard yards. He's probably not the same threat Streeter is to break a long one, but it's nice to have a guy that can come in and continue to hammer the middle of that line.
He's running hard, and you got to believe that Coquille being on the field, that defense being on his
top. They're really tired. They're tired. Back in the wing T formation. Jackson hands off. This is one of the Hatch kids. He's wrapped up and dropped. Oh, lost the ball. It's on the ground. It's still live. Nope, they're going to blow the whistle and say he was down. Oh, my goodness. I think that was a bad call. But well, it's a fortunate one for us. That was George Hatch on the carry. He got wrapped up and hit pretty hard there.
The other Hatch takes a hard hit.
It's not just the other Hatch. There's two more Hatches. There's three of them. Three of them on the roster. A senior, a sophomore, and a freshman. That was the
second
sophomore.
Down and 13 to go for the Warriors.
He said the PA announcer said the other Hatch, and it's like, well, there's the other Hatch, and then there's the other Hatch. Then if you're going to do that, we might get Wyatt in the game too here. I don't know. Into the game for the Warriors, Logan Grove, and so it's Grove, Brown, and George Hatch at the running back positions right now. Maybe a handoff right up the middle to Brown. That one's been successful. Still running across the 50. Down to the 45 to the 43-yard line. First down, Warriors. And Russell Brown doing himself a solid tonight with that way he's running that ball. Down to a minute to go in the third now. Russell Brown just punishing tacklers.
44-yard line.
And again,
running hard.
Again,
just running hard.
You know, the first team wears this defense down. The second team comes in and keeps hammering at you, except it's you're tired now. Running the play in, Cameron Weigert bringing it in from the sideline. Same backs in the game. Grove, George Hatch, and Russell Brown. Jackson under center. Jackson takes the snap, hands to Grove. Grove going right, cuts it back up. He's got some blocks out there across the 30, the 25, down to about the 23-yard line. Nice run by the freshman, Logan Grove.
I tell you, there's a great kid.
Yes, he is. The family's okay. Quality, you know, the family's okay, but the kid's great.
Yeah,
it's amazing. Nah, we love the family.
That was a nice run. Just to,
oh yeah, and that's fun for a freshman to get in there and get a big run like that.
And look at what dividends that pays.
Yep, absolutely. You've got a freshman getting experience against a varsity team out there. End of the third quarter, Warriors up 48-0. This is Amity Warrior Football on KLYC. We'll be right back.
Thank you. My car's like new. Change over your car, start to do the same for you.
An auto accident can be a very frustrating experience. It doesn't have to be. At J&W CarStar, we take pride in both our customer service as well as the repairs we do. Turn in your claim and relax. We'll take it from here.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
Sorry for the dead air there. Reg and I got talking about Logan Grove. And exciting to see the freshman in there getting some playing time in a varsity game and making a big run. It's going to be first and 10 Warriors at the 23-yard line. And now we've got Harvey Hoff at the three-back position.
Yep.
George Hatch to the right. And I'm assuming that's Grove to the left. I can't see his number. Jackson under center. Hands to Hoff. No? Yep, Hoff. He's wrapped up at the line. They actually dropped for a loss of about a yard and a half on the play. Going to be second and 12.
You know, I don't know if you saw that tackle, but the Coquiel kid patting him on the back, helping him up. You know,
that's better sportsmanship than we saw last week at Salem Academy, isn't it?
It just, you know, we're out there. You know, what a great thing to have a bunch of high school kids out playing a game of football instead of home on a video game.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And understanding it's not just about the scoreboard. It's about
That's
how
right.
you play. Jackson under center. Fakes one way. Oh, that one didn't work well. That's Hatch wrapped up in the backfield. That just takes too long. The second team's got to get a little quicker, a little smoother.
Yep.
You see the difference. Just the fake wasn't as good, and the timing between Hatch and Jackson on the counter wasn't as good. And just, you know, it's the difference between that first and second team. The line is still pretty good that's in there. It's not all the same line. We'll try to let you know who's in there at right tackle. It looks like we've got 68, which I don't have a number. That might be Dylan Smith at that size, almost has to be, and Wyatt Yoakum next to him at right guard. So some backups there. Jackson's going to throw. Jackson hit. He's going to be wrapped up and sacked. Got to get rid of that ball sooner. He kind of hesitated. He saw a receiver downfield, wasn't completely open, and Jackson a little shaken up on that.
For
for a huge
loss. Grabbing his helmet there as he jogs off the field. It's
going to
be fourth and very long now. About 22 yards to go.
Well, that'll give Graham a chance to run the show out there with with Jackson out. So
Jackson got dumped pretty hard. He's a little sore on the sideline. He's been nursing a sore wrist, hand, and I talked to him the other day on that, and he said that that was bothering him quite a bit when he gets it hit out there, and that he got thrown down pretty good. Graham under center, sophomore, fumbles the snap, and it's fallen on. Good job by the lineman there to see that. Falling it. Nick McMullen recovers the fumble, fellow sophomore there. That's hard coming into a game when you haven't taken a snap.
Nope,
you didn't get a chance to warm up on the sideline. So Graham loses it, but the Warriors recover it. But that was fourth down. So first and 10 for the Red Devils at the 36-yard line of Coquille. 9.5 minutes to go in this one. So in there on the defensive line, we've got Philip West and Ashton Pappas and Russell Brown. Behind them in the linebacker positions, we got 42. That's Sergio Alba playing left linebacker. We got Nyseth in the middle and Hoff on the right side. Hatch in at the right cornerback position and Graham at the left. There's the snap, the handoff, running back, wrapped up, brought down by Pappas after a short gain. Ball came loose, but after the tackle, Pappas with a good tackle after a gain of about 2. Second and 8 for the Red Devils.
Nice tackle by Pappas there.
Absolutely. Pappas is a sophomore. Yep. They list him at 5'7", 175. Solid kid. And did a good job of coming off that nose tackle position. Came down the line hard, made the tackle. Wrapped up high, but did a good job of wrapping up and hanging on. 8.5 to go here in the game. Warriors up 48-0, looking to pitch a shutout. Second team defense in there. Smith under center. Takes a snap. Hands off to the up back. He is wrapped up after a short gain. He'll get about
Hoff
3 yards.
Hoff with a nice tackle.
Yep, Harvey Hoff coming from the linebacker position. Hoff's a good tackler.
Yep.
You know, pound for pound, I'm not sure who the best tackler is on the Warriors, but Hoff is good. He's up there.
Well, he knows where to take him to. He got in on those legs and brought the timber down.
Third and 3 for the Coquille Red Devils. Ball at their own 43-yard line. You have problems with those glasses there, Reg?
Yeah.
Did they go in your eyes?
That's because it was hurting my ears a little bit with these
you gotta get those,
headphones.
You got to get the earpieces just in the right spot. I figured that out. So snap, Smith hands to the running back. He's wrapped up, brought down. Russell Brown with a tackle short of the first. It'll be 4th and 1. Ball carrier Rolato. 7.5 to go. 4th and 1 coming up. So we'll see if the defense can get a turnover on downs here. Assuming the Red Devils will go for it. Up there on that front line now for the Warriors, 76, Lucas May.
Yeah.
He's a junior, 6'3", 289 pounds at that right defensive end. See if he can get a push off of there. Good for him to get some playing time. My guess is he's one of your backup offensive linemen as well. And we're going to lose a few seniors on that offensive line next year. So we've got some good young ones coming up, especially Nick McMullen's gotten a lot of playing time as a left guard and has done a good job. I don't know. We got to have a delay of game here. What? My goodness, this is taking forever to get everybody in there. They're going to punt the ball on 4th and 1, Reg. I'll bet this is a fake
punt. I'm not sure.
I think it's going to be a fake punt.
So.
There's a snap, and he's going to kick it. I have no idea why. Nobody back to return. They let it bounce at the 30. It comes back to the 32, and that's where it'll get checked up there. The Warriors take over as we come up on the 6-minute mark with the running clock. Ball's going to be spotted at the 32-yard line. Warriors take over 1st and 10 there. So it'll be Graham under center. See if we can tell you who this offensive line is. It looks like Dylan Smith in there. And I think we've got Lucas May.
58, you have that?
58 is Wyatt Yoakum, a freshman.
Yeah.
And 62, Philip West.
52.
And 52 is Dyke. So
no, 50.
That's McMullen. 50 is
okay,
McMullen.
That's what I thought.
All right, there we go. That's your offensive line. Oh, Jackson back in. Jackson hands. This is... the other Hatch, 22, Wyatt Hatch. The freshman coming around the corner picks up about 3 yards. It'll be second and maybe four yards. Second and six on the play.
Yeah, another hatch with the carry on the right side. Brought down by the Devils.
So Warriors with trying to see who else they've got in there. They've got George Hatch in there as well. Yep. So George and Wyatt both in there at running back positions along with Sergio Alba. No, Alba's at the tight end position. It's not easy to keep track of all this, Reg, I'm telling you. At the fullback position is Yoakum now, I think. No, Pappas. Pappas at the fullback position. I'll get it right. There's a fumble. Jackson picks it up. He's going to run with it. He's going to get some positive yards out of it, pick up about a yard or two. It's going to bring up third and call it four. So a two-yard gain for Jackson.
Picks it up.
So
about 2 yards on the play.
That'll bring up, like I said, third and three or so, third and four maybe. Ball at the 41-yard line, or excuse me, the 39-yard line. We'll get the ball on the right side there. 39-yard line of Amity. So play coming in from the sideline. That's Wyatt Hatch. Or excuse me, that's Cameron Weigert bringing it in. Clock running, coming up on 4:10 to go here in the fourth quarter. It's not good when your center drops his mouthpiece. He has to stop and pick it up before he can hustle up to the line. Phillip West, the backup center here. West gets a snap to Jackson. Hands off. Right up the hill. Pappas plowing ahead for the first down. Pappas out across the 45-yard line to about the... I'm going to mark that at the 48-yard line. Nice run there. Boy, he hit
that
hard.
Pretty explosive.
And I don't remember seeing him run this year. I can't remember, but that's easily the best run he's had this year.
For sure.
He hit that hole hard. I like that. So Pappas, again, a sophomore. And you know who else can run? He was on the line is the Yoakum kid. He's fast also.
Boy, he ran the ball well.
On the counter, it's going to be Hatch. George Hatch makes a couple guys miss. Now breaks it up across the 45 down to the 41-yard line. That's going to be a first down.
Made a couple of nice moves.
That's going to be 11 yards on the carry. Hatch running in that traffic, just kind of in the wash there as guys are getting blocked and kind of coming off the blocks, and he made about three guys not know what was going on as he whipped by him.
Pretty shifty.
Under 3 minutes to go now in this one, Reg. 48-0 Warriors. And they hustle up to the line. Well, they jog up to the line. Oh, that's a hustle up to the line. I'd like to see them hustle up to the line. Just as a matter of hustle out there. Doing it right. Jackson under center. It's going to be Hatch coming this side. This is Wyatt Hatch. Wyatt makes a guy miss, breaks up the middle across the 30, down inside the 25 to the 24-yard line. Another first down. That's going to be about a 16-yard run for the freshman.
I tell you, Wyatt made a nice move and real quick.
It's another first down.
Get these Hatch boys in the weight room. Put a little size on them. tell Eddie they got to start hitting the weights over the summer.
I tell you.
They're instinctive runners, though.
Yes, they
are.
And
they've got that you can't teach. You can add some size to a kid, but you can't teach them to be an instinctive runner. Once you're past that first block, you know, a lot of times it's just reading where people are,
for
seeing
sure.
the angle, seeing the speed, and knowing what you can do. And both of them real good at reading that, making the right cut. Nice job by both Wyatt and George Hatch here. Jackson under center. Going to go right up to Pappas. Pappas, right, we're going to have a hold. This one's going to come back, I'm afraid. That's thrown right where you get holding. Otherwise, Pappas would have had a first down. Tell you what, you know, for a bunch of young guys, freshmen, one freshman and two sophomores there doing the running, they're starting to get more decisive with each carry, aren't they?
Well, that's what happens when you get the experience. So,
minute 20 to go. This is going to be a hold against the Warriors, so it'll come back. And they'll put the ball back at about the 30-yard line, so it'll be first and about 16. 1 minute and 5 seconds to go, so this will be the last play of the game. Because I don't think the Warriors will try to run another one. That depends on how long this one takes. Jackson under center. George Hatch in motion. They give to Pappas. Pappas up the middle, rumbling, stumbling, bumbling across the 20. Down to the 19-yard line, a gain of about 10 yards. Nice run. That was my Chris Berman. Rumbling, stumbling, bumbling. 36 seconds, and I think that'll do it. I think they'll be able to let the clock run out
just
here.
Just at it, yep.
Second down and five.
So good job by the Warriors tonight. And, you know, just what we like to see. The starters did their job, built the lead. The second team got to come in, got those JV kids to run some more varsity quarters, get some experience. And the we just see them playing with a little bit more confidence each and every time we see them run the ball. So I want to thank you for helping me out tonight, Reg.
I enjoyed it, Jeff. It was a lot of fun. A lot of fun to see our kids play well like they did tonight, play together. Keep getting better, you know, because we do have some, you know, we'll have some teams that
will
step up and challenge us.
Absolutely.
And when you execute and do, and, you know, to me, one of the most fun is to watch, you know, right now we're going across. These kids, you know, just got out there and battled all over, but shaking hands and high school athletics, when it's right. It can't be beat.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful thing. We see the Yates kid, the last one in the line, a little banged up, ran hard. I see him leaning in and talking to guys as he's walking.
Yeah.
He's making eye contact. He's saying things. You know, it's good sportsmanship. He played hard, did a heck of a job, and a little dinged up. And I see our coaches stopping and talking to him and telling him, you know, what a great job he did. There's Joel talking to him and putting a hand on his shoulder you know, telling him how much he admired the way he played the game tonight. You know, he's a heck of a running back. And obviously good sportsmanship on the running back's part, good sportsmanship on our team's part as well.
And that's, you know, that's what you hope with college, or I mean with high school athletics. You just hope that they learn more than just the game.
Absolutely.
They learn what.
So next week we're at Taft, first league game.
It starts at 5 o'clock.
And from there on out, it's all league. It's Taft, and then we're home for Willamina, and then we're at Rainier. We're home for Clatskanie, and we are at Dayton. Homecoming, I believe, is 10-5 with Willamina, right?
Yep.
And I know you'll be doing some announcing.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll just tell people, we'll have it out on Facebook. We'll be getting some announcements out. We're going to honor that 1998 state championship team,
yep,
the 20th anniversary this year. We're going to do a little special presentation before the game, kind of like a senior night type,
yep,
of thing that we do. So we're going to invite as many of those former players back as can make it, and we'll try to get a hold of Jeff Flood and everybody else who was involved in that and get them to show up so we can recognize that outstanding first state championship. And then we're going to do that for each of the both volleyball and football championship teams on their 20th anniversary.
That's awesome.
And bring those guys back. And I think that's good for our kids now to see, you know, this is it can be done. It's been done. And it's what you strive for when you play to hit that high level. And you want to do it the right way, but you want to do as much as you can to try to improve your chances of being successful.
Absolutely.
Play the game the right way. Play it hard. And we see that with this team. They're well prepared every game. They're well coached. The kids are working hard, and we're getting good results out of it. So,
well, are you going to be in good enough shape to drive, or are you going to have the young guy drive you home?
You know, I'll be all right for a while.
I mean, you are the boss, you know.
I can make him drive anytime.
Well,
anytime.
I know.
I'll probably drive at first. I'm pretty awake after a game for a while.
Yeah, me too.
So the brain's kind of on. You drive careful, Reg. Have
right.
a good trip
okay.
back. Thanks a
All
lot.
Right. Thanks a lot.
All right, final score here from Coquille High School. Amity 48, Coquille 0. Have yourself a good night, everybody.